Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Wednesday, June 13th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, officials say the search for a missing man believed to be trapped in an underground tank after an explosion at a gas station in Bensalem, Bucks County, is now a recovery effort. Fire rescue crews worked all night and are moving the rescue components from the scene, and they will reconvene later this morning for the recovery mission. Fume levels are too high to have personnel go underground in the tank, fire police said. Police are going to remain on the scene for security. Environmental and hazmat crews will also continue to monitor the air quality. Late Tuesday night, rescue crews were working to pump the gas out of the tank. Officials had to cut power to the neighborhood surrounding the Liberty gas station in the 1200 block of Bristol Pike after the explosion occurred at about 5 o'clock Tuesday. 10 homes in the area were evacuated for safety precautions, and observers were moved back from the scene as concerns of harmful fumes arose. Bristol Pike was shut down but reopened 12 hours later. According to investigators, it was quickly determined that one person was critically injured and another was trapped below the ground. Officials said the injured employee was taken to a nearby hospital in critical condition with burns over 45% of his body. The co-workers of the gas station and a colleague were doing a maintenance check when it reportedly exploded. The impact was so strong, they said it could be felt a few blocks away.
It's incredibly dangerous with that, the gas lingering around like that, so that's why they're pulling back. But we were watching this morning when the guy came out, spokesman for the fire department, and said it had now become a recovery.
Yeah, so you're like, sad. Oh, no. Yeah, terrible. City Controller Rebecca Reinhart released a report yesterday night stating $33.3 million in missing money from the City of Philadelphia's main cash account. Besides financial discrepancies, the report also found issues ranging from outdated technology to inadequate staffing. My office has opened a fraud investigation, Reinhart said. According to the report, the discrepancy dates back several years. The report states that other city accounts have not been reconciled by the treasurer's office since 2010. We don't know at this point if it is fraudulent or if it was just put into the wrong account and can't be found, but we need to address it with urgency, said Reinhart. The report goes on to say sloppy bookkeeping led to $924 million in accounting mistakes. The city's finance department accountants fixed it once we brought it to their attention, but that's not the way it's supposed to work, she said.
This is alarming, Kathy, because the other day I showed up here and I'm patting myself and I go, I know I had $33 million.
Where did I do with it?
Yeah. Mayor Jim Kenney said the money isn't missing. It's like your checkbook. You have to balance it every month, and it hasn't been balanced in a while, he said. It's not something we want. It's not something we necessarily caused, but we are fixing it.
When did you have a checkbook issue last, President, that involved $33 million?
Right?
I think that checkbook is as big as the city's.
An outside accounting firm will go through the city's receipts for every single day over the course of the past 3 years. The mayor has also created a reconciliation task force to address the problem. Amazon has expanded its Whole Foods grocery delivery service to Prime members to Philadelphia. Amazon and Whole Foods made the announcement yesterday. Prime members can receive two-hour delivery for free for orders of $35 or more, and an ultra-fast delivery within 1 hour. Customers can pay $7.99.
Wait, let me just write this down. This company's called Amazon.
AMA. We used to get Amazon Fresh all the time, and they discontinued that for our area. I mean, we live in Broomall.
Was that different than this? Was it coming from Whole Foods?
Well, you could get like dry goods and stuff like that. But
so maybe that's why.
But the Amazon Fresh was you could get, you know, meats and refrigerated.
Well, you can
and,
get that through this.
Well,
so this is a different version of it. This might be in your
why,
area now.
Why
yeah.
it was canceled?
Yeah, they might have been rolling.
I hope they
the
bring
old...
it back. It was devastating to my wife.
I remember you bringing it up. Yeah. She was blown away.
Yeah, it sucked.
Well, that's exactly what this is, though. Case I think it's just coming from Whole Foods.
Okay.
The service launched earlier this year with plans for expansion across the United States throughout 2018. The food delivery for Prime members is now available in Baltimore, Boston, Philadelphia, and Richmond. Those cities join a list of roughly 30 U.S. metro areas that already have the service.
Well, we already have Acme powered by Instacart groceries delivered in as little as 2 hours as well.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, I like those. Thanks for the heads up.
Members can shop through Prime now for fresh produce, meat and seafood, household items and more household items and more from Whole Foods Market. Delivery is available from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Customers can visit PrimeNow.com or download the Prime Now app to see if the delivery area does reach where you live. This is the latest Whole Foods perk. Amazon is offering its Prime members who pay $119 a year for two-day free shipping and other benefits. And it's actually $59 for students. I didn't know there was a different price.
Someone's
for
going
students.
Back to school.
Yeah, I might enroll just for that. In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies beat the Colorado Rockies 5-4 last night at the ballpark. Aaron Nola struck out 10 in another dominant performance, and Scott Kingery hit a three-run home run. Sir Anthony Dominguez escaped a bases-loaded no-out jam in the ninth for his third save. Nola, who improved 8-2, allowed one run and four hits in 6 2/3 innings, lowering his ERA to 2.27. He has given up three runs or less in 13 of 14 starts. The series in South Philly continues tonight. Nick Pivetta gets the start. Game time is at 7:05. The Los Angeles Rams were ordered to pay former NFL running back Reggie Bush more than $12 million in damages for a knee injury he suffered in St. Louis in 2015.
No way!
Bush, who was playing for the San Francisco 49ers at the time, ran out of bounds on a punt return in a game at the Edward Jones Dome in November of 2015 and slipped on concrete.
He suffered
a torn lateral meniscus, which ended his season. Bush filed a suit in 2016, alleging that the Rams and the public stadium authorities allowed a dangerous condition to exist at the Dome. Do you remember that case?
I do.
I can't believe. I thought this that was just... A silly. No. I thought it was a silly lawsuit. Like, you know.
Do you think it might open up lawsuits to players who may have been injured at the vet 20, 25 years ago?
Maybe.
Because that was a terrible.
That's probably too long.
Is that too long ago?
Yeah.
Who knows? Listen,
and at that time.
Everyone can find a lawyer.
But at that time, you know, a lot of stadiums in the area weren't all that great.
True.
Bush's suit called the area where he fell a concrete ring of death. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. This morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Like I said, Wednesday morning, we're happy to be here. That means on a Wednesday, we have a secret text word chance for you to win some tickets to go see Game Masters, the exhibition that is at the Franklin Institute. And there's over 100 playable games from every era of video game magic. And this is going on through, let's see, September 3rd.
So that's awesome.
If you are interested in winning that, it's very simple. Text the word secret to 39333, and we send a word back to you, and we'll ask you to call in later on with that word. The designated caller to do so is going to get those tickets, and then we'll grab a random texter as well. We're sitting on a whole lot of things to give away at some point this morning. I'm going to give away some tickets for you to see U2 tomorrow night at the Wells Fargo Center. Tonight's show is sold out, but we have a special pre-party. It's catered, and a backstage tour comes along with that. So listen up for your chance to grab those tickets at some point this morning for tomorrow night's show.
It's awesome.
Very exciting that Bono and company are in town today.
Right, so they're in town today, and did they just play the Apollo the other night?
I know that they were, I'm not sure what night that was, but they were planning, scheduled to play the Apollo.
Wow, so they're all around doing the deal, yeah.
So, very cool, and let's see, what was it, Nick?
It was, they dedicated Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out of to Anthony Bourdain.
That's
which is
right.
Really touching, yeah, and that was written about Michael Hutchins, who also lost his life to suicide, so that was a pretty solemn, sober moment, but... I'm sure it was a great show at the Apollo, and now in town in Philly.
Geared up for tonight and tomorrow, so listen up for your chance to win those tickets. We are also going to go live on Fox Good Day this morning. It's our Wednesday morning ritual, and we're meeting someone new today. The new head coach for LaSalle University is here, and his name is Ashley Howard. So if you haven't had a chance to meet him, we've put together a relationship with the local basketball coaches, and of course, we have the City 6 Challenge at the Camp Out for Hunger.
That's why you want to become a coach in the city.
A lot of people don't realize that, so we're going to meet Coach Howard later on this morning and see what he's all about and welcome him to Philadelphia. And also, well, he's already been in... Is he already in Philadelphia?
Villanova.
Villanova, right?
And he lives in Conchie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he won a national championship with Villanova as an assistant coach.
He's my brother.
Oh, so, yeah, well, related to Steve.
It's very related. Well, different race, different last name, but brothers.
We go way back. Listen, there's all kinds of brothers.
Absolutely.
And
brothers got a hug.
We also have Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
On the program this morning, potentially. Maybe. We'll see about that.
He's in Vegas, and so it's pretty.
It's a time difference.
Yes. Yes. And he just got there. He's apparently been traveling, so we're going to try to get him on the phone.
Has Mike Tyson Mysteries been? I sort of fell off of that.
I have it set to record the instant it comes back on. I have not seen any new episodes, but it is one of my favorite series. It's effing hilarious. Yeah.
And a reminder, in case you missed the announcement the other day, we haven't hit it this early in the morning yet, but it's the triumphant return of the Ultimate Grudge Match, Bucksco versus Delco. It returns 1 week from Monday.
Delco versus Bucksco.
And we're excited because we have some new things, we have some old things, we're going to mix some stuff up. And a lot of this came from you as well, because we asked for suggestions on questions and information about your respective counties. And we appreciate the input, and we are currently getting it underway. So Bucksco versus Delco. June 25th through the 29th, every day that week. It's back.
It is back.
And it's bad.
Absolutely. This is, you thought the first one got ugly. You ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
So it's coming up. Just want to give you a heads up on that. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back in a second. I'll get some entertainment stories out to you as well. Stupid question giveaway. We'll get to that when we return.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I like big balls.
I didn't know my nose was that close to the microphone when I sniffed. I'm sorry. I normally have good microphone awareness. And I move it out of my way. It
sounded like
when
you were
I need to gurgle or snort.
Yeah, you were snorting bouillon cubes.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
Yeah, you heard that. Heard
sorry
that.
About that.
It's like the pneumatic mail delivery system.
All right. There you go. Stupid question. Going to give away a pair of tickets to the legendary Big Apple Circus, which is going on now through June 24th at the Philadelphia Mills Mall. Here's a question for you. The word kimono.
Yes.
Let's see. What does it roughly mean in English? All right. So 215-263-WMMR. The word kimono, what does that roughly translate
to? Okay.
Let's see if you know the answer. 215-263-WMMR. Kimono. Let's see. Today is Wednesday, June 13th. Have a bunch of birthdays today. It is Rivers Cuomo's birthday. Aww. From Weezer. We had just been playing their version of Africa. From
which
Toto.
I love.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I like that guy, period. He's always had a cool little vibe to him. They're a fun band. They can have a harder edge. They can have a really light edge to them. And Rivers is just a rock fan, man. He grew up, you know, I think he grew up in, like, when he was a kid, he was in a Van Halen cover
band.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And he runs all over the place. As you said, he's just a fan of rock in general.
Yep. So when the Red album came out, and I don't even know what single was, Troublemaker was one of the big hits off
that's
of that one.
It. Yeah.
But there's a song on there, and you talk about what a music fan he is. It's a song called Heart Songs, and it's just a tribute to all of the artists that has shaped his life in music.
Yeah.
And it's anything from Cat Stevens to Nirvana to Slayer, and it's all represented in that song, and it's a beautiful song.
The fact that they do all these covers and have fun with other people's music shows you what they're into.
Yep, they're a great live band, and they're one of those bands that sounds like the record.
And like you, Casey, he graduaded Harvard.
Yes. I just went there.
Yeah, you bought the jersey.
Yeah,
you
I went did, there twice.
You did go.
You both went to Harvard.
I did go to Harvard. Mm-hmm. He spent a little bit more time there than I did.
Sure.
But we have that in common.
Rivers is 48 years old today. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the twins from Full House. And
you know, as you look at them now, you it just gives you context for what a wonder Elizabeth Olsen is, right?
She is so pretty.
Unbelievable.
They're not, like, so cute anymore like they used to be.
No.
They're like somebody you'd figure that they would probably Gollum would date that. You know, yeah. they're kind of hunched over and I don't know, unattractive.
But they're lovely young ladies.
No, they're actually hideous.
No.
Gollum's old enough.
Yeah.
They only date old dudes.
They're not idiots because they're billionaires.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, by far.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are 32 years old today. The great Chris Evans, Captain America himself, celebrates his birthday today. Do we have the Avengers music, Casey?
Oh, that music. Very iconic.
Because I love that piece of music. But not only Captain America and the First Avenger and the Winter Soldier and the Age of Ultron and Civil War and all that other stuff, but he was in the Fantastic Four as well. There was a movie I just watched a few weeks ago. It's called Gifted.
Yeah, I saw that.
I liked it, Casey.
So his female lead in that was his girlfriend. She was on Saturday Night Live for a little while. Yeah, I didn't know she was that pretty. Remember, yeah. If you remember.
She's the one who dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, Jenny Slate. I was like, I don't approve. And then after I watched the movie, I'm like, I approve. But yeah. they're not together anymore.
She dropped an F-bomb during one of the shows, and then they slowly let her go. Yeah.
I'm so bummed. Jace is over Captain America. Like, he's past that phase.
He'll come back.
So he told me I could get rid of his shields and his Captain America shirt, and he goes, "You can give that away." And I was like,
No.
Kathy, I need to talk to him.
Intervention.
Out of all of them, I liked Captain America for some reason.
All right.
Steve, he's young.
He'll
understand.
I don't know. You know what? Listen, maybe when he gets home from school today, we'll all be waiting for him in the kitchen.
We'll tie him down.
We need to talk.
Let me soften him up a bit first.
But listen, Kathy should be the first one he sees.
Yeah. You're right.
Comes home and then.
I don't want him to feel like he's under attack.
We
love him.
Right.
You know?
We don't want to surround him.
Please explain to him that his Marvel career could have been over with the Fantastic Four movies. Right, the fact that he went on to play Captain America is such a godsend.
All right, I'll let him know.
He's pretty awesome. He's one of those guys I think that, I'd give it up for, probably.
Oh, my God. Remember that? What was it? Not Another Teen Movie?
Was he in that?
Yeah, so he plays the jock, the football, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's, in that movie, he was incredibly good looking.
Yeah. I would Eiffel Tower him and Thor.
Chris Evans is 37 years old today. Our buddy Steve-O from Jackass.
Yes.
Is celebrating his 44th birthday today. He's an intriguing guy, man. Every time we have him come in, he's so fired up. He's so good to go, and he's just a he's a pretty compelling conversation.
Look at how close he was to death for so long.
Yeah.
Came back from it. Now he's into exercise. He's a vegan.
And whenever I talk to him, I want to. Now I have all this cough and stuff going on, but I always constantly want to clear my throat because he talks like
that.
I got something stuck in his throat the whole time you're talking to him.
He should host a show with Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, my God.
What did you think? I thought it was good. What about you? I thought it was pretty good.
Steve-O is 44 today. Kat Dennings. Love her.
Ooh, yeah.
She's from the area, right?
Yes.
She is. I forgot what part of the area she is from.
Was it media?
Oh,
I know she said she, when we had her in the studio years ago, this is a big feather in our proverbial caps that we don't wear, Preston, and she said that she was a fan of the show and been listening for a long time.
Mm-hmm. First got a glimpse of her in the 40-Year-Old Virgin, and she was in the Thor films.
Yes.
And Two Broke Girls, obviously a lot of success there as well.
Very Kirby.
To, Friends Central and grew up in Bryn Mawr.
Ah.
Bryn Mawr. Okay. She's 32 today. Another alum from Thor and the Avengers, Stellan Skarsgård, who you know as the professor.
Yes.
I've forgotten his last name in the movies, but also Good Will Hunting, Gerald Lambeau.
Makes a good professor.
He does make a good professor. Also in Pirates of the Caribbean and just a lot of things throughout the years. He is 67 years old today. One of your favorites, Steve, Malcolm McDowell.
Yes.
He's also celebrating
his birthday.
The great Clockwork Orange.
You've seen it, right?
I have. It's been a long, long, long time since I've seen that movie.
It was unlike any movie that had been before it. It was just totally bizarre.
Pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah.
And then he's been in this and that and a gazillion different things. And he's got, for his an intense of a guy, he seems, he's got a pretty good sense
of
humor.
He does have a good sense of humor. Really? He's in a really delightful film, Preston, called Time After Time, where he plays H.G. Wells. Going after Jack the Ripper, steals H.G. Wells' time machine.
Right.
And comes into the future.
I remember that. He's 75 today. Ally Sheedy, probably my favorite movie of all time, The Breakfast Club.
She wasn't your favorite girl in The Breakfast Club, though, right?
Actually, I think she was.
She was? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone, it's sort of like a character test.
Yeah.
Who did you side with? Who did you like the most of that movie?
Yeah, I've always been intrigued by that girl, that stereotype of character. And they nickname her the basket case.
Yes, yeah.
In the movie, but I've always been kind of intrigued by girls who have that kind of personality.
Yeah,
that
a little gothish, too?
Yeah.
Pre-gothish?
Little, yeah, yeah. Back in that day, I don't think goth existed, or the term, but she... That kind of withdrawn, mysterious,
right?
Kind of cool. I want to find out what she's all about type of person.
Yeah.
So, but that was a great role for her.
Zendaya has the same sort of character in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she's 56 today.
You ever try that sandwich she makes when they have lunch?
It's Captain Crunch and Pixie Sticks. And what appears to be, I guess, wheat bread, maybe.
Okay,
and
I'd like to try that.
You know what? We should do that.
Yeah.
Well, because it looks disgusting.
It does.
One day, let's pick these because there are a number of movies that have little crazy recipes like this.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah,
and you know, we can start with the go way back and have the Laverne.
Yeah, milk and Pepsi.
Pepsi, yeah.
Milk and Pepsi.
All right, I'll write that. I wrote down movie recipes.
Well, okay,
we've got to do that. Any suggestions? Get in touch with us. Let us know. We can try those out. So, Ali Sheedy, 56 today. Tim Allen, Home Improvement.
Coming to his show was Last Man Standing.
Yep.
And ABC canceled it, and now Fox is going to bring it back.
Yeah. What is this?
This is from Toy Story. Unfortunately, you have a friend of me.
I know.
So this is one of the Toy Story end songs.
I don't remember this at all from the Toy Story franchise. Wow.
And now it's entirely ruined the series for me.
This is Randy Newman who did You Got a Friend in Me, but okay, interesting.
I think it was, I read something on LA Business Journal, and it was a survey done for Father's Day, and basically they said who was, you know, the top TV dad, and he came in first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About that. Well, now that
he's up there. I don't know if I put him at number one, but he was.
Cosby has,
you know,
come off the list
forever. Listen,
but
you've got to take the character Cliff Huxtable.
Yes,
and I know it's hard to separate it. You know what I mean? You can't.
You got to separate the dad from the rapist,
right?
That's how it works in television. Suspend reality.
Wait, we need to pause for a second. Preston, can you take your glasses off for 1 second?
My God, you're beautiful.
No, did you put your glasses on yesterday when you had the makeup on?
Yeah,
the makeup's on your face.
Seriously,
you've got one eyebrow half
it's
dark.
Like, it's like you're wearing gag glasses.
Immediately, Marissa came in with the camera.
You still got a little makeup.
Do I need to furl my brow?
No.
Actually, your eyebrows look like mine now.
So, can I tell the story, Case?
Yes.
So, yesterday, we had intern Mars tomorrow do my face up in corpse makeup or corpse paint, I've been told is what it is. So, anyway, after the show, I went and I washed it off in the bathroom, which took about a half hour to do. And on my first run, I couldn't get it all off. And I came walking in, and I looked. It's hard to describe what I looked like, but I just walk in, and I go, I can't get it all off my face. And Casey laughed so hard, he hit the floor and curled up into a ball.
I was laughing so hard that I got really lightheaded. And I thought I was going to pass out, so I had to drop to a knee so I didn't fall.
Yeah.
I was laughing because it was... The way he said it and the way he looked.
Here's a picture of my face.
Jesus.
I'll have to show you guys. I'll have to tweet that out or something.
And so, at the time,
I just came walking in kind of like, I can't get it all. This black all over me.
So, Casey, while that's going on, I happen to be in the bathroom, and I'm in a stall.
While he was washing his face?
But I hear somebody coming. I'm like, I hate when people come in when I'm in the bathroom.
Oh,
like,
I hate it.
I hate it. So, but I hear, and then I hear the water start, and I'm hearing, like, splashing. I'm like, did some dude just come in to play in the water?
Yeah.
And then I hear like a little bit of chuckling, and then I hear go away, and then I'm still in there because I was me time, it was end time, and I hear come back in, water start up again, and then I finally realized it was Preston taking the makeup off.
I actually had to take a break because it was. It was painful.
It hurts.
My face was raw the rest of the day because I had rubbed it so hard to get all the makeup.
Well, were you using any soap?
Yeah.
From in there?
Yeah, that week.
It's crappy hand
soap. Yeah. Soap, you know, so.
You need, like, face soap or body soap.
He came in the studio, and Nick Murphy and I were in here. We were having a
a knockdown, drag out argument on whether or not John Wick's actual name is Jonathan. And yes, I know. And I mean, so that's ridiculous enough. And we were just going back and forth and back and forth. And Preston, the way you said it, you were like so defeated. And then your eyes were so sad.
I can't get it all off my face. Which, by the way, so Nick has pulled up Damara's Instagram page. Has anyone perused that?
No.
Yes, I have. What?
Dear Lord.
Yeah. What? Following the post on our Instagram account yesterday, I went into Mars's Instagram account, and she's got some, first of all, some really sexy photos on there, some really cool makeup photos on there.
Is that her hiney?
And so, frankly, some freaky photos. And I don't mean that in a judgy way. They're just, so they're a little out there.
Preston, in high school, in the Breakfast Club,
she would have been Ally Sheedy.
Yeah.
She would have been the Ally Sheedy character that I would have totally had a crush on her.
Did you see her Valentine's Day photo?
No. I saw all these photos. Okay. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. There's a side of that person I didn't know.
All right, well, listen, this is her. I can't look at it until she's not intern anymore.
Oh, really? Okay. Was this the one?
No. Here's it's an outfit that Kathy would approve of. Here we go.
Okay.
This is her Happy Valentine's Day photo.
Oh, my God.
Is that a specula in her mouth?
I don't know.
I love
Randy
freaky,
Newman.
I love freaky chicks like
so
that.
So do I.
So check out DEEMARRS. That's her Instagram account. It's out there for the public. We're not saying anything that isn't out there. Anyway, it's Tim Allen's birthday. He's 65. And then the last birthday I have is John Boy on the Waltons. Richard Thomas is 67. All right. We need to get an answer to this stupid question, and I wanted to know what loosely the word kimono translates to. 215-263-WMMR, and I'm not seeing anything here.
That's the answer?
I'm gonna go
Felicia.
How you doing, Felicia?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So what does it translate to? Do you know?
It's basically a robe.
Well, that's what it is, but that's not what it translates to.
What the word kimono loosely translates to in English? Do you think we have the right answer? Mm-hmm.
Bye, Felicia. I just wanted to say that.
Me too.
Yeah, let me go to Heather. Hey, Heather, good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you, Heather. What does it translate to?
It's a Japanese long female dress.
Well, that's what it is, yeah, but what does the word kimono translate to?
Yeah, we didn't want to know what a kimono is. We wanted to know what the word itself loosely translates to.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Heather.
But everybody,
rethink your answers. We'll come back to this in a moment.
That's what I thought you were looking for, too.
No, I said, what does it translate to?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm stupid, and I knew that.
Angelina Jolie is in danger of losing primary custody of her six children to Brad
Pitt.
No yes. way.
This is according to The Blast. The gossip site obtained court documents stating that if she doesn't take steps to improve the kid's relationship with Pitt, she could lose primary custody.
She has custody of everyone. At first, he wanted to have syphilis and accordion. Those are the two kids he wanted.
Okay.
But he gave up and said it's better for them all to be together. Pax was the one at the center of this, wasn't it? Remember there was that whole incident on the plane,
right? Yeah.
And he apparently was getting what she felt was a little too truculent with the kid.
Yeah. A judge ruled that the kids not having a relationship with their father is harmful to them, adding that it is critical that each of them have a healthy and strong relationship with their father and mother.
I bet you Brad Pitt's a good father.
The judge continued saying if the minor children remain closed down to their father and depending on the circumstances surrounding this condition, it may result in a reduction of the time they spend with Jolie and may result in the court ordering primary physical custody to Brad Pitt.
Can I suggest something? If they're looking for a male figure to bring into the scene, Tom Sizemore.
He's not really doing anything.
Yeah,
these days,
and he's not working a lot. He could be that father figure that they need.
I'll watch the kids.
Hey, kids, you want to know how to roll a cigarette? Get in closer around here.
Is Kevin Spacey's time out over, people are wondering. Despite spending months in exile amid accusations of sexual misconduct, including assault over several decades from at least 15 alleged victims, Spacey is returning to the silver screen in July, according to reports.
In what?
He is set to appear in Billionaire Boys Club, a movie about the members of a Los Angeles Ponzi scheme circa 1980. Anthony Rapp, of course, was the first person to accuse Spacey of misconduct when he was 14. Other allegations soon emerged, and Billionaire was initially shelved, but now it's back on. In the new trailer, Spacey appears front and center as Ron Levin, a con man, and the film is set to drop on July 19th, so it's coming up. And some pretty good names in there. Emma Roberts, Ansel Elgort, Suki Waterhouse, Billy Lord, and Carrie Elwes are starring in that. So.
Interesting. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. You know, this film is obviously shot, and they've been sitting on it, so we'll see how this is received.
And we're going to have Carrie Elwes in studio on Friday.
Awesome! Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
My sweet Wesley. Yes. I love it.
Glory.
Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. I think we might have it now. What does kimono loosely translate to? And I'll go Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Matt, what does the word kimono loosely translate to?
Object to wear.
Yeah, thing to wear, object to wear. Yes, exactly. Pretty basic. And Matt,
object to wear.
Yeah. So we are going to give you a pair of tickets to legendary Big Apple Circus now through June 24th at the Philadelphia Mills Mall. Celebrate 40 years under the big top with the greatest acts ever assembled. And tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I have a whole kimono section in my closet.
Do you?
Really?
Yes. Really? What? Take a picture of that. I got to see your kimono
you
section.
You should model those for us.
Honey, where's my object to wear?
Right. So the recent deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain from suicide have brought up a lot of dark ruminations from fans and celebrities alike. Jada Pinkett Smith is the latest to speak out about mental health. In an Instagram post, she reminded others that mental health is a daily practice. She said, with the suicides of Kate and Anthony, it brought up feelings of when I was in such despair and had considered the same demise. Often, she wrote, in the years I spent towards my healing many moons ago, I realize the mind and heart can be extremely delicate without the foundation of a formidable spirit. What I eat, what I watch on TV, what music I listen to, how I care for my body, my spiritual practice, what people I surround myself with, the amount of stress I allow, and so on, either contribute to or deteriorate my mental health. Mental health is daily practice for me. It's a practice of deep self-love, she said.
I feel so bad because I've never, ever, ever felt that way, even when I had very low stuff going on in my life, to have to deal with this situation as much as, say, she's saying she had to deal with it. I can't even understand that. I can't imagine what that would be like.
I flirted with the idea when I was a teenager.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. When I was having tough times and I was a kid and didn't know that your life goes on and things get better and what people think doesn't really matter or affect you. It does.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can have control over that. And so,
you know what happened?
I can understand.
Early for me, I saw my mother when, not as a downer, but got, she had a brain tumor and then she had lung cancer and she was passing away from that. And all throughout that, her attitude was up and positive. Now, she was probably putting on the Herculean brave face for us, but I saw the way that she handled that, and I always thought,
But your ability to see that has nothing to do with depression.
No, not at all. But
it's a good perspective.
That's why, Nick, for me, my initial point being, that's why I can't understand it.
Yeah. Right, and that's a terrific outlook. The problem is that if somebody had depression and was going through something that went through, they would have seen it from a very different, or likely would have seen it from a very different outlook.
Yeah, she must have been a very strong woman, man.
Yeah, she was.
Wow. So Oprah also encouraged people to live their lives more fully, and Oprah's always got some great,
and she loves bread,
bits of advice. She said every day is here to remind us of our own life and the value of it. So what will come of these deaths in sequence like this, the suicides, is a more open desire to talk about it. And there are lots and lots of people who have not been forthcoming because they are ashamed still of talking about mental illness in their family and mental illness and people around them. But it is serious and it is real.
Mm.
The New York Post reported yesterday, Rudy Giuliani, and I put him in entertainment news because he's been in movies and TV shows and all that
absolutely
stuff throughout the years. His wife, Judith, filed for divorce last month over the former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney's affair with a married woman. The Post cited what it said were multiple sources as saying that the 74-year-old Giuliani cheated on her, Nathan is her last name, with the 53-year-old New Hampshire hospital administrator, Maria Rosa Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Giuliani and Ryan reportedly began their affair before he and Nathan separated, and Nathan filed for divorce on April 4th, 5 days after the two were spotted together at a New Hampshire resort hotel.
And the word was that because she worked in a hospital, Preston, she was able to get him whippets.
Oh, man.
Giuliani denied the affair to the Post, acknowledging that he and Ryan had dinner and watched a movie at the resort, but said that he was already, quote, in effect separated from Nathan at the time. However,
we were on a break!
However, Nathan, who is Giuliani's third wife, fired back in a statement saying, my husband's denial of the affair with the married Mrs. Ryan is as false as his claim that we were separated when he took up with her. So she's saying he's full of crap.
Quick question, Preston.
Yeah.
What movie did they watch?
Yeah, it's a good question.
He didn't say.
Oh, damn it.
Giuliani married Nathan in 2003 after his second wife, Donna Hanover, accused him of cheating with her and divorced him in 2002.
Honestly, with these guys, why even get married? Well, you know, just tear it up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a super handsome looking guy.
let's see. We spoke about John Schneider yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep. Dukes of Hazzard.
That's his phone.
Just before he turned himself in to serve his sentence, he spoke to Fox News. He said that he was he had been sentenced to 3 days in jail for failing to pay his estranged wife, Elvira Castle, alimony. He claims he has hit hard times and doesn't have the cash. He said, I'm disheartened with the system, but my head's up and I'm going to do what I have to do and make it through the next couple of days. He said, it's common sense versus entitlement. I've worked 7 days a week, 80 hours a week, at least since 1978. I have, as every working person has, a mountain of debt that was attached to my dream. And there's a group now that somehow feels they're entitled to life or even luxury without work. And the judicial system apparently agrees with that, he said.
This is child support, is it not?
And alimony.
Okay, so pay the child support. And I don't know what she's doing, but you at least have to pay the child support.
Yeah, so, well, they share three children together, two of whom were Castles from a previous marriage. But it doesn't say child support here, Steve.
It doesn't?
It just says alimony.
So okay, I don't know exactly. Child support would be
what the story is.
Yeah, it's hard to argue around that. So he did go in apparently yesterday, and they released him almost immediately, Preston, because of overcrowding.
Yeah, that's the way it always works.
Yeah. So he was just starting to light a mattress on fire to start a riot.
Okay.
And they came in, and he you know, put that out.
Man.
Damn it.
I was going to get all fired up.
Schneider, you're out. What? You have water.
Alleged sex cult Nexium has shut down, according to People magazine.
Damn it, they were doing so well.
The magazine cited a message on their website that reads, we are suspending all Nexium/ESP enrollment curriculum and events until further notice.
Well,
and
there goes our next sorority event.
That was posted following the April arrest of Smallville alum Allison Mack for sex trafficking and forced labor, but it's unclear when it was posted. The message continues saying, while we are disappointed by the interruption of our operations, we believe it is warranted by the extraordinary circumstances facing the company at this time. We continue to believe in the value and importance of our work and look forward to resuming our efforts when these allegations are resolved.
This is disheartening because we were planning on having a Zeta Eta Pi branding party.
Mm-hmm.
And now, obviously, you have to cancel that.
Well, we probably want to rethink it for now. Yeah. NFL player Clay Harbor.
He used to play for the Eagles.
Left the Bachelorette Monday night because he injured his wrist during a group football date.
My wrist hurts.
Uh-huh. The irony wasn't lost on him. He said, I got injured playing football on The Bachelorette. He said, that's pretty funny. While he earned a rose from Becca Cuffrin, Clay ultimately chose to leave so he could have surgery and hopefully
continue. My wrist hurts.
And hopefully continue.
My wrist hurts and I love you.
What do I do?
What do I do? Conflicted.
I'm sorry. Hopefully he'll continue playing ball. He says he's a free agent right now. He took to Twitter after the show to thank everyone for their support and the opportunity, writing, I have to thank the whole Bachelorette family for an amazing experience.
I love them.
In hindsight.
The whole family.
At this point, she's already picked the guy. It's already, you know, the show's airing, obviously, and then they're going to come down to the final deal. But and now they're in that, they sort of go quiet, where they're not, can't be seen in public with each other or whatever, but it's already over.
And in hindsight, he said, I don't regret my decision to come on and I would gladly give my wrist for a chance at love.
That's beautiful.
He loves her. I love you. Yeah. I love you more than my wrist.
Yeah.
By the way, going back to the Marvel Universe, Avengers Infinity War
has
officially crossed the $2 billion mark.
Oh, my God.
Joining just a handful of movies, Avatar, Titanic, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Those are the only movies that have crossed the $2 billion mark. Infinity War is Marvel's top release ever.
I loved it.
It bested the Avengers, which made $1.5 billion, followed by Avengers Age of Ultron, which made $1.4 billion, and Black Panther made $1.345 billion.
So think of what Part 2 is going to do, because it is the ultimate cliffhanger.
Yeah. And by the way, it crossed the mark on its 48th day of release. So that's still kicking along, man. It's still in the top five, I think.
Yes. Have you seen it, Kathy? Have you taken Jace to see it?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
All right.
Wonder when it's coming out on Blu-ray.
My guess is you'll probably see it around September, October.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not soon enough.
One last story. Paul Hogan, star of Crocodile Dundee,
yes,
is heading back to the screen and the franchise with a comedy called The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee.
He's playing Crocodile Dundee again?
No. The film will not be a sequel.
You know that Dundee, another Dundee.
But will instead have Hogan playing himself as he prepares to receive a knighthood for service to comedy.
Ah.
And you know what? I saw a short it wasn't a documentary. It was like a report on just Paul Hogan now. And it was a couple of years ago, but he's in his 80s, and he's just a nice guy.
He seems that way, right?
He really, I really, you know, and he gets it, you know. He gets the joke that he kind of is cinematically. But he started off as a comedy actor in Australia.
Wasn't he sort of like
even a
like
TV a show,
like a construction worker, and somebody they said he was funny on the Daily, and they decided to pursue it.
Yeah,
he had like decades ago, Preston. He was in the gym and he was just doing a regular workout, like a bench press or something, and he had like a cerebral hemorrhage.
Oh wow!
That took him out for a while and fought his way back from that. And
wow,
it's a pretty wild story.
But he actually just seems like a sweet man.
Yeah.
So. Production is set to begin on July, so hoping good things for him in that. All right, clips just came in. Yay! They're just handed to Casey.
You don't know who they are, do you?
Not yet. I got it right here. If they make the effort, if they get it in here, I'm going
to
go ahead
you
and
have
do
to
it.
Honor.
I'm not going to do the mystery clips. So The Originals follows the age-old battle of vampires versus werewolves with interfamily feuds and subterfuge.
Yeah, you think it would be boring, and you'd be right.
In this clip, Danielle Ross Russell talks about joining the cast.
It was kind of like your first day of college, I like to say. I felt like a little fish in a big pond, but it's always the same kind of situation when you go onto a film or a TV series. It's like you don't know any of these people and they've been around or whatever it is. So it's interesting, but it was great.
Shut the f*** up!
The Originals airs a new episode tonight, 9 o'clock. That's on the CW. Next clip. Every month, every year, for decades, a group of high school friends have played a continuous game of tag. And here, Annabelle Wallace describes how this movie about an extreme schoolyard game sets the standards for great friendships. Here we go.
The premise of the movie is that, like, you know, remembering this human connection and your friends. And I hope people come away with that feeling and a good feeling from it.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
And we were just talking about Intern Mars. She interviewed Annabelle and the rest of the cast. And you can check out on PrestonSteve.com the interviews for Tag and before it opens this weekend.
Any ratings on Rotten Tomatoes yet? Has anyone seen?
I've not taken a look. I don't know offhand.
It's a stellar cast.
Yeah, there's, Jeremy Renner's in it. Yeah. Jim Hamm. There's a lot of great people.
Hannibal Buress.
Isla Fisher.
Nothing yet, Steve.
All right.
No score yet.
All right, we'll see. All right, and that's what I have in the world of entertainment for you this morning. We have another movie screening that's coming up, and it is Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. UA King of Prussia, June 19th at 7:30. So I can take, is this all we have?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, then I will take five callers right now, 215-263-WMMR, and we'll give you movie passes. Once again, UA King of Prussia, June 19th at 7:30. You'll need to be there by 7. Let's put you on that list. We'll take a break. Going live on Fox Good Day this morning. Got some U2 tickets with a special pre-party. Your opportunity to win that show is tomorrow night. Tonight's show is sold out. We'll have that and more coming up. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. So our the school district I live in, Souderton, they had their graduation on Monday, and yesterday was the last day of school. And
wow.
I would imagine there's a couple still more trickling in that have to wrap it all up and finish for the year. But, Casey, you were telling me that senior week,
yeah,
is that underway yet or
fully
usually?
For some people. I mean, like you said, some schools get out sooner rather than others. But my niece's O'Hara got out last week. Was their graduation, and my niece started senior week on Saturday.
Is that school sanctioned, or is it just
No.
Is it not written in stone? It's just kind of a thing?
No, you don't have to do it. It's just kind of a it's a
it's
thing.
Not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Preston, you were more like Ali Sheedy in school. So.
I was.
Yeah, I remember, like, there was a school-sanctioned activity week.
No, this isn't it.
I don't remember.
There was,
this.
Like, I think a lot of places do, a lot of schools do a senior trip, which I think is school-sanctioned. All but right. Senior week was always, like, on your own. Ours was a drink fest.
Really?
Yeah. And where did you go? Because I went to Cancun.
Amsterdam.
Our friends didn't get it together to go to Cancun. We did go to Cancun, but it was just four of us. And then we did, like, the senior week back here with all of our friends, and we went to Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, and my classmate Brian, his mom worked for, I believe, Liberty Travel. So,
oh, that helps.
Oh yeah, and we all, I mean, just, you know, in hindsight, in retrospect, mom, dad, what
were you thinking?
I was 17 years old. Why would you let me go to a foreign country where the drinking age was whatever?
Yeah.
Dude, you know,
it was a different time because I did the same thing only my junior year. I told you guys.
You were younger,
I went to Daytona Beach for spring break. What were you people thinking allowing me to go? Because I partied my freaking face off.
When you say that, I hear Keith Morrison on Dateline, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was young, only 16 years old. None of the people in town would comment. What a fine young man he is. Beautiful feet, they'd say. And then his body was found washed up on...
Beautiful feet.
But I even think, like, so my niece is 18 years old, and she is, for all intents and purposes, has represented herself to be a respectful, respectable young woman. But even still, I'm like, dude, you let her go. And who rents a house to 18-year-olds for an entire week?
Well, here's the deal.
I actually was wondering that.
Yes. But this has been going on, obviously, forever. Yes.
Forever.
So, and it shows no signs of stopping. So, you know, I mean...
I did listen.
So these people have these houses, like, yeah, sure. You know, why not?
No, well, not usually. No, people don't usually rent to 18-year-olds. The 18-year-olds find a way around it.
It's the cool uncle who does it.
Yeah, and so we got a house because the guy that told the story about the underwater city with the hot dogs, his parents own a house in Avalon, and we stayed in this palace for the week. Many of my friends crammed in that house.
Yeah, yeah.
Six or seven,
all right.
which was great. We all had our own bedroom. We all had our own bed. But many of my friends crammed themselves into some piece of crap motel up and down the shore somewhere because that was the only place they could get a place to stay.
All right. Yeah. So my niece is with, like, it's 12 girls in total and some house in Wildwood. And
that's a little more normal, like 12, 13 people crammed into a tinier place.
Yeah. And I had secretly, I found out where they were staying, and I did a drive-by on Saturday.
You're that
night.
Uncle?
Hey.
Oh, dude, I would have went in.
Yeah, no, I'm. What do you mean that uncle? The one that cares?
The spying.
What was
uncle.
I going to do?
I would have gone with you.
Respect
and gone inside.
Their privacy.
Yeah. You would have shown. Hey, let's go.
These are young girls, you know,
Speaking from the younger perspective.
Yeah. Well, so I drove by, and of course, you know, like there was a house next door to theirs.
You girls better not be drinking in there.
Couple of basic bros hanging out on the boardwalk. on the balcony, yelling down. Like there was like a whole group of girls on the sidewalk,
of course.
And then this one dude was walking with a girl up the sidewalk, and I had my windows down, and the dudes on the balcony are yelling at at that dude. Yo, you better get the F out of here. Yo, nobody asked you to be here. Blah. And then the dude with the girl turned around and walked the other way. I was like, that was a smart thing to do. Like,
good job, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job,
nice
dude.
Job. Was that whole thing over Memorial Day weekend with the Wildwood police officers, was that a senior
week?
No,
she was 20 years old.
She was older.
And she
okay.
was there with her family and her, okay. and her kid and stuff like that. But... you know.
Well, I think part of the reason, because you actually asked about it, in Sea Isle, they're cracking down on drinking on the beach. And I think part of that is because of the beginning of the summer when all of the senior week kids are there.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
do you ever feel a sense, because you might have been that bro. Do you ever feel like...
I wasn't that... Listen,
Do you feel like...
I was 5'6".
You
got to
give a little latitude, because, you know...
I wasn't starting crap with anybody.
But I'm just saying, the whole notion... You're talking about freaking out about going away for senior week.
Yeah. Well let me
you
put this in...
been along for the party.
I would have been along for the party, right. no doubt. Yeah. But all right, just to sort of put this into perspective, I had a friend of mine that I graduated high school with who was a good kid, never got into any trouble... But during senior week, while I was in Cancun obeying the laws, stole a car on senior week. And when I came back from senior week and I found out about it, I was like, him? What?
Yeah.
You know, like, so even like the nicest kids can sort of get into trouble. And this, I believe that happened in Sea Isle. And this particular guy ended up escaping out of Sea Isle, running down the beaches, you know, like stayed off of the streets.
And never had any run in with the law prior to that.
Never prior and never afterwards. But
it comes out, it, you know, at a party atmosphere like that. Here's a text that says, I had my first threesome at senior week.
Ah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You've had more than one threesome?
My first?
God bless you, sir.
Yeah,
or
impressive.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
No, I was just going to say, for us, and I think for most high schools, it's the week after graduation, and so ours was around this time of year down the Jersey Shore, and we decided one night to steal a boat. And it was a catamaran that was on the beach, you know, a small, like, sunny catamaran. And we were decent kids, I guess, you know. But there's this thing that happens that week where you're just, like, you're above the law. You can get away with whatever you want. And it really is, for many kids, and us included, the first real taste of what college is like.
Well, just as long as you didn't have any alcohol.
We bought so much beer.
Who bought it?
I worked at McDonald's in high school, and there was a guy that was a few years older than us that worked at McDonald's, and he was the cool older guy.
Sure, I'll get it for you.
Yeah. And he bought it. He was our connection. And so we had cases upon cases of beer in the car on the way down because we didn't want to risk getting to the beach and not having any.
Please right? tell me when you use a microwave, it hurts the plate in my head.
It was high-quality beer, too.
Yeah,
it was,
you know, Natty Light,
Carling Canada, you know, that kind of crap.
See, I did not experience this. So, you know, for me, I was living the life. I was in East Northport, I was a mile away from a Modell's.
Yeah.
I was set. No, but the whole concept of this going away stuff was never on my radar. So to hear, I always assumed this is more a college thing than a finishing up high school thing.
No, it's you find a way. You know, there's somebody finds.
Man, but then again, I don't drink too.
A house or some type of a vacation spot where you can go to, and then you get people on board, and then it's just. There's
it gets
no
away
supervision,
from you.
Yeah. And you just go crazy.
Listen, we walked into a travel agent with cash, and we booked our trip to Cancun. There were four of us who were under the age of 18. We booked it ourselves. We handed over cash, and we went to Cancun. Yeah. But I've said this in the past. Any one of us could have been Natalie Holloway. Remember that?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Sure,
like, sure. I mean, that's we partied, we drank, we hung out with guys.
Did you go to Laboon?
I have the image of her coming in like Jessica Simpson and Dukes of Hazzard to buy the to buy the because legally, how do you do that? You can't. You have to be right to purchase.
I don't know, like, but we went.
Said, your parents are cool with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
mean,
get him on the board.
Hi, I'm Mr. That Girl's Father.
and the legally how do you do it question, it's you find ways. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever's legal is not the question. It's how do you get it
but
done.
But you know what? Yeah. I will say when we got to the airport, my dad dropped us off, and he had to come in and say, yes, she can fly to another country, because at that time also we didn't need passports.
Oh, dude.
We sold her to Russian businessmen.
Yeah. I didn't even have that, Kath.
And
I
mean, had to get one of the other girls' moms on the phone to say, yeah, because she didn't come with a letter saying that she could travel.
Yes, I'm the other girl's mother.
Yeah. Hang on. I want to go to Scott. He's got an interesting dilemma. Hi, Scott, good morning.
You guys are going to get me divorced.
Do tell, Scott.
My son is in Ocean City, Maryland. And my wife did not want him to go to senior week. So, you know, being the good dad,
I allowed him to go.
Yeah.
And she has been arguing with me all week over this.
And right, this isn't helping your case.
I'm already getting a hairy eyeball.
Scott, when did he leave? When did he get there?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Okay, so, and is he coming back this Saturday?
He may be cutting it short. I think he's got to work this week. But,
okay.
Right. You know, stories of threesomes and beer and is not helping my case.
Well, how have you've spoken to him, I assume, maybe every day, at least to touch base?
Yeah, we talk, we text.
And I
got to look at it as, you know, as a parent, if you do your job right, hopefully, at this stage of the game, they don't do anything too crazy.
Well, listen, he's alive and he hasn't been arrested, right?
Because
if that's the deal, then
you're fine.
Case closed.
Yeah, and besides, it's not always threesomes and beer. It's sometimes daisy chains and meth. Yes. So don't worry.
Yeah. It's not all that.
So you guys know a good attorney.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
You know,
thank you, Scott.
Let me ask you guys. Okay. You guys are parents, all of you.
Yeah.
I am not. I'm thinking of John Lithgow in Footloose. You know, how will they, you know, earn your trust if you don't, you know, show them that you're going to give them the opportunity? So here, you know, don't you take that leap of faith, right? I mean, his kid's probably fine,
like,
you know?
Like that guy just said, you know, you do your job and, you know, and at a certain point, you have to release them. And,
yes.
And
let them fly.
Sort of stuff. I had a funny thing happen to me last year. I was in my Acme. And this time last year, and I saw a friend of mine whose son was getting ready to go on senior week in Cancun. And she was shopping for him, like, you know, oh, should I get, you know, and I just ran into her, and she was talking about, should I get him razors? I'm like, well, I don't think he can bring razors on the plane, and blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, oh, condoms. Should I buy him condoms? I go, Mom, you can't buy your son condoms.
No, they're not. They're for us.
No.
Yeah.
Then she goes,
I've always loved you.
She goes, I don't want him getting some diseases from some random in Cancun. I go, that's a kind of a decent perspective. I go,
yes,
but you can't hand your son condoms. I go, if you're packing for him, put them in his luggage where he'll find them at some point. But you
stay
can't
in Delco and get your diseases.
You absolutely can hand your kid condoms.
Well, you can, but then you go, Mom!
So what?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, so you have a little embarrassing moment for a second or two, and then the kid's got rubbers in his pocket.
Your father's going to come in, and we're going to demonstrate how to use them properly. This feels very good. I'm done now. Whoops, there's something in there. Roll that up and throw it away. You got it?
Yeah, this is how it works. Yeah.
Have a great trip.
I'm so glad you're not a parent, Steve.
I don't know. I think he might be good.
No,
we put on a little presentation. I'm feeling rather horny. You're handsome. Let's sleep together. Here's a sock for your penis.
Okay. Telling stories like this is remarkable to me because my senior week was 25 years ago this month, and I text with my high school friends all the time. We still tell the stories that happened that week, you know, the boat stealing story, Dave Taylor getting beaten up by Chris, you know, like things that happened that 25 years ago in a drunken haze.
I shaved my friend's back.
There you go. And like these memories are still fresh in my mind.
And some of this stuff, though, I mean, we're talking about seniors in high school, but it happens with people who are adults, too, because Angela Perfetto a couple of weeks ago posted a video. I don't know if she was there or not, but it looked like people were there for a wedding and they were in a hotel room. There's a really drunk girl with a hotel room full of people. She's like, all right, everybody, we have to keep it down or we're going to get kicked out. And in the meantime, two chicks are beating the piss out of each other. Did you see that?
No, really?
It, yeah.
Was that her there?
Was that on Instagram or a meme?
Or was that her just posting a random video?
Oh, I thought that was Angela at this wedding.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, were they actually fighting or just messing around?
Call it up.
They were wrestling, but to the point, it got to the point where, like, I'm going to beat you in this wrestling match.
It looked like at a post-wedding party. Yeah. And the bride was involved.
To your point, though, Preston, to that point, you talk about teenagers. On any given weekend, there are adults, as you just pointed out, doing the same thing in short towns up and down the Jersey Shore.
Yep.
So it's, you know, and there's a lot of people up. Oh, is this it, Preston? Yeah, it's up on the screens now.
You can see the girl talking to the room saying, we need to be quiet. And these two chicks are beating the piss out of each other in the process of it. It's hilarious.
This looks like, goodness. This what might have been Angela's.
I don't know. All right, let me go to a couple of calls. I have Jack on the phone. Hey, Jack, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I allowed both my daughters to go to City Week back in 2006 down in Cancun. I knew they were going to be fine because my wife and I were in a room right across the hall.
Wow! Were they fighting tooth and nail to keep you from doing that, or was that the only way you would broker the deal?
Hey, Dad was the wallet. They had to go by my rules.
All right. And so once you came to the agreement, they were okay with it? I mean, or were you just getting death stares the entire time?
Actually, I didn't have a problem with my girls. My girls were well-behaved. They slept in every morning until about 11. They come down and find me at the pool to get money for the trip for breakfast.
Well, you're a good man, Jack.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
My older brother, him and his friends went to Disney World for Senior Week, which is, you know, it's fairly tame or whatever.
Right, right.
So the one friend, a guy they called Moo, he was like the tallest, most mature-looking one out of them all, and he was the guy who went and got them beer, but he wasn't 21, so... What he did is he wore a suit. And he
figured, if I'm wearing a suit, I'll look older.
He's wearing a suit in 98-degree weather, walking up and down the highway in Orlando, Florida. And it worked for him, right? Yeah. He ended up being the guy that got the beer for him.
But. I'm a successful businessman, and I would like a six-pack, please.
Six-pack of Natural Light.
Natural Light. Natty
I'm
Light.
Successful.
Let me go to...
I'll put it in my Maserati out there.
Jen, this is interesting. Hey, Jen, good morning. Thank you. What's up, Jen?
So I work at Sullivan Steakhouse in Wilmington, and it's been like 100% graduation parties. And on Monday night, Garnet Valley had their graduation, and I had this table, and it was the kid who graduated, you know, both his parents, all of his grandparents. And towards the end of the meal, I was like, you know, what are you going to do? And he said he's going Senior Week at Ocean City, Maryland. The first thing out of his mouth is that he's going to kill a chicken while he's there.
He's going to kill a chicken while he's there.
Did he say kill or choke?
He said kill.
Okay.
And I'm like, are you going to, like, sprinkle his blood around town?
Wow. So a nice little Santeria ritual.
There you go.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
His mom.
I can't be a proponent of thanks, ritual Jen. Animal slaughter for Senior Week.
Let me go to, is it Connie you want me to go to?
Yeah. Guys?
All right. Yeah. Hi, Connie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. So you were talking about who would rent to seniors. My husband and I own a place in Wildwood, and we do.
You do?
No kidding. All right.
We do, yeah. So, but we're pretty strict with it. There's got to be 10 people on the lease and no more than that because that's how much the place holds.
But you know that there's 10 style. Other people staying there, right?
No, there's not because we do it old style, like how you get the bracelets, and we have a security guard, one of our friends, that goes down and watches. And
there's another caller on the line, Jordan, who says here, yeah, houses hire security guards for Senior
what?
Week. And
yes,
it
we
says
do.
Keeps the cops away. I'm not sure what that means, but.
Well, I mean, we're right on a main street where the cops are all the time, so yeah. We don't necessarily do it to keep them away. We just do it to make sure our place is safe.
And yeah.
That there really are only 10 kids in there.
And so, Connie, you let them know we have someone watching the home while you're here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay. We let them know up front. And, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of them are like, well, you're one of the only people that'll let us stay, so we'll do it.
And
there you
and
go.
You haven't had any trouble doing this in the past?
No, I mean, a few things here and there broken, but that's what security deposits are for.
Yeah. You know, and I had heard, you know, there were some MOs of renters where they're like, yeah, we'll rent to you. And then they're just waiting to kick them out because it's like, you get the money anyway. We have an agreement. You broke the agreement. I'm keeping your money. And
they throw them out. Mm-hmm. Or the agreement is, okay, but I'm going to put a camera in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not aware of that part of the agreement. But yes.
Why is the rent so cheap?
Interesting, Connie. That's a nice little insurance policy.
So you get a guard, you make sure you monitor, and the bracelets are so they wear them all the time. Is that the deal?
Yep.
All right.
They wear them all the time. Like now, when, you know, those kids that go to Cancun or whatever that get their bracelets that say they got, you know, the unlimited or whatever it is, and they can go here and there.
Yeah.
We pretty much do the same thing.
So, right. Connie, your security guard, though, is he? Do they keep an eye out for it to see if they're bringing booze into the house or anything along those lines? Is that part of it?
Not necessarily, because sometimes they'll get there in the morning, like before he's there. But No, as long, I mean, you know, we're not too concerned with that as long as they're respectable and, you know, we can tell them to keep it down after because there's certain times it's quiet time or whatever, you know. So.
Yep, I got you. All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Connie.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
God, Press, I would never.
Yeah, there. You guys didn't have any type of thing in Missouri? It was like lake house adventures after graduation.
Did you have anything in Missouri?
Yeah, but there was nothing that was like, everybody's doing this. You know, it wasn't that. I mean, except for we had like senior skip day and senior sleep out, which was not sanctioned by the school. Senior sleep out was a freaking blast, man. It was on a school night where you just stayed out on
the whole night?
On the street somewhere.
Really?
Just driving around all night, and eventually you slept in your car somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's when we'd have a like a scavenger hunt where you'd have to, you know, like, steal
Oh, we did that, too.
You'd have to steal a police officer's license plate.
We didn't do things like that.
Yeah.
Steal a catamaran and a car.
We got in lots of trouble for that.
Did you? Yeah.
So, but the senior sleep out was our kind of big
thing. But you're smiling, so it's these are fond memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, they were a blast.
By the way, the car that my friend stole, and it wasn't just him, it was him and a couple other people. It was a
short bus.
No, it was a Volkswagen thing. You remember what
those
were?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you guys take the doors off and everything?
Oh, I wasn't there. I was in Mexico.
Wow. All right, so this is more than likely happening right now.
Right now.
Senior week for those who are out and about. So, interesting.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. That's the most important
thing. Wear your bracelet.
Yeah, but I do like that idea.
Yeah.
That's how some people might get around it. All right, I want to take a break so we can get back and go live on Fox Good Day. So let's do that very thing. Secret text for today, a chance for you to go to Game Masters, the exhibition at the Franklin Institute. Text the word secret to 39333. We'll see if you win a little bit later on. B-File's coming up, too, so we'll be back in a moment. Hey, gang, it's time to roll up your sleeve for the Eye Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, Saturday, June 16th.
We're headed back to the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center.
The Red Cross is always in need, especially leading into the summer months. So make an appointment now at WMMR.com. On-site kids activities with Paint a Treasure and Aim High Studio, plus Rita's Water Ice and Alex's Lemonade Stand.
As a token of our appreciation for your precious blood, you'll get the newest, freshest, collectible Preston and Steve T-shirt and this year's new pint glass from Window Nation.
And hundreds of donors will be randomly selected to get free tickets to a great summer concert.
Like one of these at BB&T Pavilion, Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie on August 9th, or Godsmack and Shinedown August 26th.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Our 13th annual I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive.
From the American Red Cross, Penn Jersey Blood Services Region, Valley Forge Casino Resort,
and 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
Steve, they say it's your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey. I appreciate it. It's a good one.
So the gift was plastic surgery. This is just a rumor that you had man boobs reduced or something.
I asked to be surgically conjoined to Alex Howard.
But, I would love that.
Yeah, what a great gift. Thank you. There's too much, honestly. We have a national debt to worry about. The amount of work that it would take to correct this
I know.
Is really too much.
Me
too expensive. Preston, you agree?
Yeah. I don't think they do head transplants yet.
No, I want an everything. Aww. Just keep something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all a mess. And would you ever entertain the notion?
No. Number one, Dr. Mike wouldn't let me.
Yes.
You're right.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
What, you want to die? You want to go get surgery done that you don't need? You're going to die from that.
God, that sounds like him.
Right?
Because he loves you.
I kid you not. It's because he loves us. But
the reason we bring it up is that we saw the survey that says 1.3 million American men had plastic surgery over the last 12 months, and that's up. That's up way, especially liposuction and tummy tucks.
Kanye!
And fillers to the face and getting rid of their man boobs.
So the man boob thing is a lot more prevalent than I had originally thought. I was feeling up some guy the other day. But it is. You'll see the ads, and you start to see them more and more. And it's, I guess it's, if you're very self-conscious, and it makes you feel better, get it done.
I find this interesting, though, because I read something the other day, Mike and Alex, that said that the dad bod, the quote-unquote dad bod, is like it's...
Sexy.
It's sexy
for women.
To some
women. A lot of women.
Which I don't see, and that's just kind of a little bit of the spare tire, you know, and that whole thing. I don't know why, but I don't even know if it's true or not. So,
Alex, are you attracted to the man bod?
The dad bod?
I've always said... We
when you think about it, and when women are like lusting over men with six packs and stuff, if you're cuddling or hugging that, it's hard. It's like a surface. But if you have someone who's got a little, you know, cushion, it's like a teddy bear or a pillow.
You want to be able to take the flap of extra flesh and pull it over like a Snuggie.
Listen, Casey just got really happy when you said that. I just saw a smile on his face.
And I feel like she's talking about me specifically. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's just my theory. I think it makes sense.
I think so. I think that there's it. There's sort of a warm, huggy, cuddly thing. But yeah.
Alex?
What?
Do you ever think about Casey Boy?
Never. He's a married man.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
But now, did you hear that giggle? Respectful of that.
Listen, if you're talking about procedures that aren't crazy invasive, like Botox injections and maybe fillers and stuff like that, I could see a little tweak here and there. Especially, you know, the eyes and stuff like that. That's not a big deal. But if that falls into that category, I could see why the numbers are up.
You had Botox.
You tried Botox and you weren't.
Kathy didn't like it.
Like it. It looks sort of weird.
Odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it looked okay, but it's not something I'm like, wow, I got to get my weekly Botox injection session, you know, or anything.
Is it
along
weekly?
Those
no.
No.
I think it's like every four or 5 months or something like that.
You get two or three needles a day and you're fine. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last about 6 months, right?
I bathe in Botox. Yeah.
It's working well. No,
but on TV, is that something to consider,
Mike?
Oh, yeah.
You think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
Come on over to radio. You can look hideous.
Oh, I would love that.
I just want to go to work in my pajamas. That's all I want.
No, you can do it.
You guys are lucky. Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Take care, guys. We'll see you later. All right. Yeah, we did do that Botox at one time. It was all right.
I talked to at Sequoia when we had that event. I was talking to Cowper, and he was telling me about how he gets Botox.
Really?
Seriously.
Did he want you to know that? Did he want that to be broadcast?
No. Oh, no. He didn't care at all.
Wonder why I look so good. Botox.
Yeah.
No, he said he doesn't go.
It's bovine poison.
Yeah.
Makes you sick. Sick. Get it right in my skull.
No, but he said
totally into my skull.
He doesn't go crazy with it.
No,
so
right.
It doesn't look like he's constantly getting it.
If it's a quart, it's a miracle.
Yeah. I could have told you he had Botox, and he didn't even tell me.
Where did he have it?
In his forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, Matt's a good-looking guy.
I checked him out. I told him to move his forehead. It still moves.
I can't.
It's not like
I'm
completely
sick.
Still.
Yeah. It's absolutely rendered inert.
Yeah. You know what happens? You drink that stuff, makes you
it's
sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. It's poison. Injected into my skull. Makes me look dead.
Okay. We have
like
to get
a corpse.
What are you looking at there? We're watching on Fox. It says the future of thrill rides. That is the most psychotic-looking ride I've ever seen.
Oh, this whipping around. It's on multiple.
It looks like gimbals.
Yes.
You know,
that, like an astronaut train's on.
Yeah, yeah. But it's for like 100 people.
Yes.
Where is it?
Crazy. I don't know.
Is that a Great Adventure here?
Yeah, I think it's a cyborg ride.
They're going to have that here?
Yeah.
Now, I would never ride anything like that.
Why is that?
It's got puke written all over it for me. I love roller coasters and hills and thrills and all
spills?
Of that stuff. And spills and chills, too. But,
yeah, you're
but
right,
when,
Case.
When it comes to spinning around in any way, shape, or form, there's no way. I puke.
Have you ever tried one of those devices? I did with the astronauts. I was actually surprisingly good. I didn't get sick on it.
Sick.
But when you get up, I can't be an astronaut. I would get sick.
The idea is to try and control it, right? If you can. Or do you just ride?
No, you just ride. It's supposed to, initially when those things were designed, it was to replicate a capsule out of control spinning and for you to regain, you know, control of it.
Dude, thing's
no way.
Huge.
Nah.
Look at this.
Oh,
it's like,
I love it.
It's a three-axis spin, 7 stories tall, and it says it's America's first type of ride like this. That looks crazy.
I think if you are overdue with a pregnancy, that's the ride for you.
No, probably not.
I think I need to do that live on the air, like, tomorrow.
It looks like it says 2018, so we'll have to see when it's officially open.
I think you would enjoy it. I think it'd be right up your alley.
I would love that.
I would do it.
You know what? That's right, because Six Flags has a tie-in with DC, because they've had the Superman ride and the Green Lantern and Medusa. Well, I don't know if Medusa was part of it, but anyhow. And they always have characters walking around that are from the DC universe, so Cyborg plays right into that. That looks pretty damn cool. Interesting. All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to get sidetracked on that.
No, it's spontaneous.
Let's do the Bizarre File.
Hey! WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We need to get you a spittoon, Preston.
I've been spitting in the trash can all morning.
You need a big Wyatt Earp mustache from Tombstone.
I do.
By the way, the Bizarre File is brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Looking to party with the hottest girls in Bucks County? Then come party with the ladies of Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Enjoy happy hour specials and visit gotscruples.com for more information. An inmate at the Dauphin County Prison will stand trial on charges that he gave an envelope to a prosecutor that contained only fecal matter. On Monday, Rasheem Drummond of Harrisburg waived his preliminary hearing on charges of aggravated harassment by a prisoner. Records state that Drummond was being held in prison on $100,000 bail for a robbery in Harrisburg, and he is representing himself in the case.
I was looking in the envelope, but there was nothing but poop in it.
As a result of the new charge, a judge ordered Drummond to be held without bail because he constitutes a threat to community. Well, Drummond handed the prosecutor an envelope purported to be a letter regarding pretrial matters.
Look at this. I think you'll like it.
When the envelope was opened by the prosecutor in court, it was found to contain only fecal matter. According to the district attorney's office.
This was just presented to me, Your Honor. It's an envelope full of poop. And you point? Ew!
Yeah, so he's going to face some charges over handing a envelope full of poop to the prosecutor.
You would think you'd get poop on the outside of the envelope in the process.
He handled it very
delicately. Yeah.
Police in East Tennessee arrested a man who fought them in his underwear and cowboy boots at a Walmart.
Of course!
Jacob Bradley Hodge was charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
I'm here to get 4C batteries.
Police were responding to a report of a fight at the Walmart when officers were confronted by Hodge, who was screaming and cursing while clad in just his underwear and cowboy boots.
You bastards!
Police tried to get Hodge to go home with his friends, but he became belligerent and started to walk away. Officers said that he grabbed...
I'm wearing clothes. You can't see my hiney hole.
An officer said he grabbed Hodge's arm, but the man resisted, and Hodge then hit the officer in the face as patrolmen attempted to handcuff him.
Seriously, Walmart is where the action is.
It's where it is.
It clearly is.
By the way, allow me to take this moment to plug Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots.
Yes.
And our contest, which is available for your voting at PrestonandSteve.com. If you have not done it as of yet, make sure that you do it now. And thank you to Cowtown.
Rodeo.
Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo for being our sponsors. Alrighty. A plane en route from Ibiza to Belfast was forced to divert when a passenger caused a bit of an issue on board by playing with a sex doll in front of horrified children. The boozed up creep, part of a stag party, was verbally abusive when he was refused alcohol during the flight.
Oh, yeah.
A fellow passenger who was flying with their hubby and four-month-old baby said the man's group was quite rowdy when it boarded the aircraft. The captain introduced himself and gave a really stern warning and reiterated that only alcohol bought on board could be consumed on flight and duty-free can't be consumed. After taking off from the Mediterranean island off of Spain on Friday afternoon, the pilot warned passengers that he would land in Barcelona if the unruly behavior persisted.
Don't stop it with that $6. I'll land this plane right in Barcelona.
When the disruptive behavior escalated later with the blow-up sex doll, the crew...
I don't care if it has an incredibly accurate mouth.
The crew diverted to France and landed in Toulouse, where the man was met by police and eventually banned by the airline for life, so he can no longer fly with them.
Please put down your I can't believe it's not a living vagina doll.
In St. Paul, Minnesota, a raccoon was causing a stir on social media Tuesday afternoon after it started scaling an office building, reaching up to 23 stories.
Whoa.
Before stopping to groom itself and apparently take a nap on a ledge.
Yeah, it was all the way up a freaking raccoon.
It was crazy. The raccoon was stranded on the ledge of Town Square building near the skywalk over 7th Street for 2 days. So building maintenance got it off the ledge on Tuesday morning. But rather than heading down, the raccoon started scaling the building next door.
Yeah.
This thing loves heights.
Yeah, it loves to climb.
The raccoon has now made its way to 23 stories up the exterior of the UBS Financial Services building. At one point, a small crowd had gathered on the street to see what would happen next. Now, I didn't see the eventual ending of this and the follow-up to what had happened with the raccoon and where he is or what he's doing.
Yeah, I haven't heard any updates. But you look at the building and you have to wonder, how is it scaling?
Yeah.
Something that basically has no crevices to grab a hold of.
It looks like it has a rough texture to it.
Maybe,
so
yeah.
Maybe he's able to just grab on to little foot and handholds, but it's pretty crazy. Pornhub has taken a strong stance against deep fakes because the porn site understands that
The machine learning generated videos that swap out performers' faces with someone else's are non-consensual. But
what is this? What is this site called again, Preston?
It's called Pornhub.
Hmm.
But a recent lawsuit accuses the company of running a person's face in an advertisement without their consent. Edward Kelly of Marlton, New Jersey, sued MindGeek, who is the owner of Pornhub, after a friend told him that his photo was on the site. In the selfie, Kelly is wearing a slightly sideways Pittsburgh Pirates cap and holding up a fan of $100 bills, and the ad copy next to his photo reads, "Make $725 a day, like me, and see how I get it."
Wow.
The lawsuit claims Kelly took and owned the photo of himself, and the suit asserts that someone on Pornhub's advertising team found the photo and used it without Kelly's consent. The suit claims that the photo has been featured on Pornhub for at least 6 years.
Oh, my God.
And that people seeing it could reasonably believe that Kelly intentionally consented to Pornhub's use of his image. Pornhub sent Gizmodo a statement, said, "Although we don't generally comment on proceeding before courts, we would like to clarify that Pornhub did not create the ad in question or banner ads or run through third-party networks on which advertisers directly place their content." This guy Kelly is suing for more than $3 million, by the way.
Preston, I think you might have a lawsuit.
I'm on Pornhub.
You're on Pornhub, and yours is a video.
I'm proud that I'm on Pornhub, to be honest. I thought it was kind of cool.
Did I forget what the video is?
It's me hosing down Jen from our Totally Office Calendars boobies.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, yep, it was when we were shooting a calendar.
But it's, you're super well lit. The video quality is excellent.
Absolutely. All right. Let's see. One last story. A 26-year-old man was naked when deputies said he broke into a home and fought with residents on Friday evening. Maurice Castanedo was arrested on a charge of burglary and aggravated battery. Residents called a report that an unknown naked man had broken into their house. He either opened or climbed over the back gate and then went through an unlocked door to enter the residence. He started yelling at the victim and apparently he, quote, bowed up as if to fight the occupants. And a resident threw
I've had enough!
Castanedo out of the home. Castanedo grabbed a rake and struck the resident several times, deputy said, inflicting puncture wounds and breaking the rake into pieces. The occupant then took a hammer from their pickup truck and chased Castanedo down the driveway and struck him three times.
Listen, I don't mind a near-naked guy in cowboy boots outside of Walmart, but this guy,
when you get a rake involved,
it's it gets bloody.
A sheriff's dog tracked Castanedo down to a nearby area. He was arrested. He refused to answer deputies' questions. He's being held in the county jail. They say alcohol may have played a role, Steve.
That seems a little hard to believe.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you. Let's take a break, and we'll come back in just a moment or two. One of the things we're going to do is meet the new coach of LaSalle University's basketball team, Ashley Howard. Hopefully, he's going to be in for a City 6 Challenge. We've got to have that.
Yes, it's mandatory. We're not even going to give him an option.
And the U2 tickets, chance for you to win, the pre-party coming up tomorrow night. Listen closely. It's on the way. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Two follow-ups.
Two?
Number one from the bizarre file. The raccoon made it to the roof, and they got him out of there at like 2:30 this morning.
Right.
I think somebody had texted in that they put cat food up there. Anyway, after that. And Cyborg, the ride at Great Adventure, opens today.
Today?
That's what somebody had texted in and said. So
well, let's see about
sure.
getting Casey over there at some point.
And somebody said... Did they say that? I guess they got to ride it ahead of time. Their 10-year-old rode it, and it's not as bad as it looks as far as, you know, tweaking your mallet.
So we're watching a CGI presentation of it, which looks pretty awesome.
I guess the question is how fast that thing goes.
200 miles an hour.
Wow.
Well, I think they're going to send Jen Frederick on it today from 529.
Listen, I love Jen Frederick, but the real test will be Casey.
We'd have to do that. By the way, man, I'm laughing like my sister right now. She's like a hardcore smoker.
Yeah.
Wait till this is over.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking of over, listen to this.
Nothing's over.
Yeah, well, you would think so, but this is over. And Marissa sent me this story. Chestnut Hills.
Oh, no.
Annual Harry Potter Festival. Is not going to happen anymore, apparently.
Why?
This is tell you why.
Dumbest goddamn reason.
It has nothing to do with Chestnut Hill as a community or the fans or anything like that, which, by the way, over more than 50,000 people came out to that event.
It's huge.
Warner Brothers
Oh, no.
The owner of most of the rights to the popular franchise is cracking down on Potter festivals and restricting the use of any terms and imagery from the books for profit. Now, I haven't heard anything in this particular story that says specifically that Chestnut Hill is not going to do it anymore.
They are.
But Warner Brothers is laying down the law and they're putting the end to stuff like this.
They have shut down a few other similar festivals. From what I understand, this is the biggest of the lot that, you know, where it's on the street and vendors participate. However, I did read, Preston, that there are plans to basically just have a sorcerer day and whatever shows up, shows up. You can't stop people from showing up in Harry Potter costumes.
Yeah, you could get away with that, but I think it being sanctioned and maybe selling items
in the literature
that are within that literature and an issue with that. Listen, I've never been to this, but I love the fact that it's there.
I have.
Yeah.
My first time, this October just passed, we moved into Mount Airy, and it's just so I could walk to it, and I went Friday night and walked back on Saturday. Family came in to go to it. It was awesome. Blocks and blocks. And they've actually extended it even further.
They had to change how they set everything up because it got so big. So they just had it along Germantown. But then this year, right, Steve, didn't it extend into, like, the side streets?
Kathy, it extended into the side streets where there's, like, acrobats and stuff like that. And then it went down. It's funny, though, because in the main area of Chestnut Hill, like, by the train station, looks very Harry Potter-ish. Yeah. The buildings do. But then, like, it went down. So that was, like, Hogwarts Sunoco Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, real estate developer. And, you know, so everything that could be... That must be where Harry Potter gets his cloak dry cleaned.
Right.
So these other businesses were jumping on board. But it was great. And on Friday night, they had like a Quidditch game. It was like, I guess, like a soccer or rugby game or something like that.
That's through one of the schools, right?
It is actually from Chestnut Hill
College, is it? I think it is.
And they were the original founders of it, and it just expanded.
And they have like a conference that kind of coincides with it. I think it's separate from the actual festival, but it coincides. It's always the same weekend.
And the businesses and the Butterbeer, Nick, they're different places selling that, and it was very cool.
Is the Butterbeer alcoholic?
I think some of it is, yeah.
You know, two things on this. I bet you if word got to J.K. Rowling, she'd be okay with it, because she just celebrates the Harry Potter worldwide, and there are obviously trademark issues, and I understand the legality on it, but I remember last year, the year before, the Franklin Institute put on an event that was the science of Harry Potter, except that they didn't use the words Harry Potter.
Oh,
they said something
to
the effect of, like, the science of Hogwarts, or they got around it without saying literally Harry Potter,
right.
And that's where the legality is. If you don't say Harry Potter, you can have a Magician Fest, yes. Sorcerer Fest.
Yeah, but the dumbass thing is that the streets are going to be, as they were last year, with thousands of Hermione's and Harry Potter's and Hagrid's, and they're all showing up anyway. So, you know, and as we were saying earlier, Preston, this is a celebration. This is going to generate more money for you in the long run.
All it does is strengthen the brand.
You're going to have a town full of people who might very well talk about going to see the play on Broadway or seeing the next movie.
Or going to Harry Potter World. You know, actually benefiting Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers is saying the festival violates the company's licensing and rights because it uses both names and imagery from the novels and the films. Apparently, Warner Brothers is aggressive about shutting the events down in March. The studio sternly warned organizers of a Harry Potter festival in Aurora, Illinois, about potential trademark violations with an event there. And
so since when did they start clamping down on billion-dollar-plus trademarks?
Yeah, right? It says here the Chestnut Hill local also referenced a Harry Potter themed dinner planned by a woman in the UK that was shuttered.
Well, how about Harry Platter for the dinner?
Yeah.
Well, can't you still do it and charge a fee? You know, it's like my kids are in a play and they're doing they just announced that the school's going to do
Cat on a Hutton Roof.
No, they're going to do Little Mermaid.
Oh, right.
But in order to get the rights for to get the scripts and the music and all, they have to pay for that.
This would be a ridiculous first off, the whole charm is that you're showing up, and then the vendors and all the people have these things set up.
I understand that, but there are organizers, and I'm not just talking like don't charge them $20,000, but if this is
not a lot of people would show up to that.
But if this is one of many, this is more income for it, or potentially more income to Warner Brothers.
I just think it's
It's a better,
you have a loyal fan base.
Yeah, it's better than you know, just scrapping the whole thing.
Somebody says instead of that, it should be, instead of Harry Potter, they could do WB, that it could be the Colonel Potter Fest.
Colonel Potter from MASH.
From MASH.
Yeah, yeah.
And and maybe people will show up for that. Or we could do just something completely different, you know, like A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
The festival in Chestnut Hill. And then you dress up as your favorite character from the movie.
You can
come,
do
come
that.
Down. You can have fun, you know. Somebody could
rename
Kathy.
It Jessup Hill instead of
Jessup Hill or something along those lines. I hate it when the fun is just sucked out of something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, a perfect example would have been the Fat Tuesday celebration on South Street, which was always, listen, it was
pandemonium.
Well, no, it just needed to
be. That turned bad.
It needed to be managed properly, which it never was. Yeah. And that was part of the deal.
Right. Man.
I know, and I
like movies.
I never read the books. I'm not into the cosplay or anything like that. But when I see stuff like this, I'm like, that's a fun event. That's a fun family event
for fun families.
For families that have fun.
Fun. And I'll tell you this. I did have a blast. I think they're going to do something that'll approximate it this year, and maybe hopefully, Nick, there'll be a resolution. Maybe word will get to J.K. Rowling, and you know,
yeah,
she'll give the. I don't know if she has the power to.
Yeah, she might not
usurp the movie studio. Gosh.
She's got power. I don't know if she has enough to usurp, but I just finished rereading *Sorcerer's Stone*, and I've seen all the movies many times. I've read the books several times, but I just it's one of those worlds that really is, no pun intended, magical. This universe that she created is so impressive, and so many, it's like Star Wars, and so many people love it. And to see that amount of joy and love in an event like this, and to have it taken away for corporate reasons, is a kick to the balls.
To the balls, or the Quidditch balls.
You still love reading that first book and going back into the world?
Because she is so masterful at putting in teases and, you know, things that allude to events that happen later on. And I don't know how much of it was purposeful or how much of it was accidental, but she's a great author that puts in layers that are really, really impressive.
Nice. I'm going to go to Jill on the phone here real quick. Hey, Jill, good morning.
Hi. I was listening, and they actually changed the name of the festival to the Wizards and Wands Festival.
So that, Wizards and Wands.
Is that official yet, Jill?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Suck it.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Harry Pooter. There you go. Well, it's porn counterpart.
Well, they were starting a hashtag Save the HP Festival, and I guess they kind of got it together, so they can still do that.
You know, a perfect example? Good. Bike race in Manioc.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? It may have been called that last year.
Oh.
Well, there was battalions of Harry Potter things, and Harry Potter...
No, of course, it still is that, but what I'm saying is even though, like... you know, non-official, call it the Harry Potter Festival. I think last year they changed it to the Wands and Wizards. They had a Wands and Wizards night on Friday night.
I'm feeling the need to kill something. Okay. No, I tell you, it was every store, Kathy, had something Harry Potter related. And, you know, they were fortune tellers and wizards and all this stuff going on.
That's fun.
I think, like, are your kids, did your kids buy into it?
No.
Okay.
They didn't read it. They did like the movies, but they never really got sucked into the world of that. But, I mean, it's reminiscent of, you know, Renaissance Fair.
Yes, very much like that, so.
Which,
yeah.
which we do like going to. So I love stuff like that.
My niece came down from New York for it because they heard about it up there.
The Harry Potter Festival?
Yeah, she had a wonderful time.
Wands and Wizards.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nice. All right. Well, anyway, cool. Good. So they're going to be able to hang on to that. All right. False alarm then. Never mind.
Well, no. And listen, you got to be vigilant.
I wanted to hear, Steve, you had mentioned something to me that there was a hashtag going around that might be a good band name. I didn't know if you wanted to bring that up on the air.
Well,
or
it's
not.
Your thing, Press. You've said countless times. And did you actually ever maintain a list of good band names?
I did for a while. I have to look and see if I still have that at home because I always say, that's a good band name. I need to write it down. Then I write it down. Then I don't actually put it on
my
list.
It was a trending hashtag. And you know how quickly these things move through. It was hashtag would make a good band name or something like that, and that's what I was asking about, if you had the list.
Oh, just the name hashtag?
You're right, that was the hashtag.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if you had the list.
No. I need to get that together.
How did you guys come up with the image?
Oh my God, I don't know.
You don't even remember?
I didn't come up with it.
Okay, did you?
I just wanted to be in a band.
Yeah. And the band already existed and they needed a drummer?
No, we got together and one of the guys said, how about the image? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. It's like the same thing with Kenny Knight. Yeah, you can be that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, you never good. Fought. You're just so happy to work. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's all I wanted.
It's like, what was Pierre? What was his name?
He was the Nighthawk here for a while.
Will Robertson, right, at the country station?
Yeah.
Will Robinson is
Robertson.
Robertson, okay, Robinson. Will Robinson is from Lost in Space.
Yep. All right, some other things to get into. I saw this. Kathy, we talked about this off air, but the that FBI agent who did a backflip and then actually shot somebody in the leg is facing a second-degree assault charge. Chase Bishop turned himself in and was arrested and could face additional charges based on the still pending results of blood alcohol analysis. A video of the incident went viral, showing Bishop doing a backflip on the bar's dance floor, the gun hitting the floor, and then going, he went to grab it, and then it went off, and then he put the gun into his waistband and, and walked away.
Yeah.
Walked away?
Yeah.
Well, he was, like, in the center of, like, a dance floor. They were all watching him and videoing him. He kind of just walked out of it, so he wasn't in the center.
Yep.
But you know what? I know a ton of cops that will carry when they go out to a bar. Now, I don't know how much they're drinking, but is that... Are they allowed to carry?
I think you certainly can. I don't know what the restrictions are. You know, we know a lot of police officers, and they can have that. I think the deal is whether you're allowed to do backflips.
Right. Maybe that's not the best.
You're supposed to secure your firearm.
Right, yeah.
Don't put it in your underpants.
Right.
It seems to me, it looks like he just had it tucked in his waistband, which
I mean, it was kind
a
of
lot
like...
of things can happen if you do that.
Sure.
You know?
So. I don't know what the rule is, Kathy, if you're going out and if you're imbibing, you know, and if you have your firearm on you.
Yeah.
I also want to say he didn't do a backflip. He did a back handspring.
That's true.
There
you
go.
Yeah. Casey, you're correct. He did do
a back
handspring.
The FBI allows back handsprings with a firearm.
Okay. Right, but not a backflip.
No cartwheels or squat thrusts.
No, but it's just a case of doing something really stupid.
Oh, Jesus. It reminds me instantly of that ATF agent giving the lecture in front of the class with an
assault rifle.
I told you guys, my friend works with him.
That dude. Oh, that's right. You'd mentioned that. So if you've ever, it's a classic. Do we have the audio of that case? We very well might.
Maybe.
Old, man.
Yeah, it's really old.
For a long time.
He's showing about, you know, the displaying what the tools of the trade, pulls the trigger.
Did you say he was ATF?
I think so.
DA.
Or DA.
Okay. Oh, DEA. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's showing a rifle or no, it was a handgun. I'm sorry, because then when he picks up the rifle, that's when everybody freaks out. So he's got a handgun and he's showing and he pulls the trigger and he shoots himself in the foot. I think he did. And he's like, "Is everybody okay? All right." And then he carries on and he goes over and he picks up this huge rifle and everybody's like, "Whoa, hold on!"
All right, now for the second part of the demonstration.
This is the audio of it?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a Glock 40. Okay, I'm the only one in this room professional enough that I know of to carry this Glock 40.
I'm the only one in this room professional enough to carry this.
Oh, man.
All right, and then...
I'm the only one. Come on, is everybody all right? Jesus. Yeah, I'm here. Listen up, guys. And I made a mistake. So listen to me. See that how the accident happened? It can happen to you, and you can be blown away.
Oh, let's use this as a teaching moment.
This is a good lesson.
Right? As he's crafting his face.
He shot himself. He didn't, you know, not directly in the foot, but shot him to the side. You can see him limping.
Yeah.
Now on with the demonstration.
Yeah. I don't know if we have that
Here's
part.
A hand grenade.
I don't know if we have that part.
So, guys, never play with guns. See how accidents happen? They happen.
Yeah, that's all we have. And then he picks up the rifle, and they're like, "Whoa!
I just wanted to show you how accidents can happen."
I didn't shoot anybody. It's not like that. But when I was teaching myself how to edit at Y100, I was editing out, and I was recording myself, and I would curse, right? Yeah. And I was like, "Blah blah blah, you dumb mother effer," right?
Yeah.
Well, I had to give a tour. To the Boy Scouts.
Oh, no.
You played audio for
them? And I played the audio. I hadn't edited it yet. I was like, yes.
Not, and it was of this?
No. Oh, okay. It was me. I was like, and this is the shortcut thing that we had. Sure. I was like, and this is a digital editor. And
same thing, you're giving a lecture to kids, to students.
You mess up a demonstration. Yep.
Now, right. I'm the only one professional enough to use editing equipment.
To use editing equipment, you just hit this button. Hey, it's Y100, you dumb mother effer. Oh! Oh, God!
What did the adults have to say?
You know what? Luckily, everybody laughed, but I was mortified. I was like, I can't believe.
Oh, my.
Did you guys like that?
Did you like that?
I put that together especially for you.
So now I'm going to edit this out for you guys.
And now, handgun safety.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I've never heard that story before.
I've told it before.
Have you? That's fantastic. I love that. But yeah, when you're supposed to be the expert giving the demonstration.
It's the worst.
And you'll see it all the time, Steve, especially when the new software operating systems come out.
It's happened.
They have the big, here we go, and here it is. And
but what if you could simply, by hitting this button... Something seems like something's wrong here.
Dave, could you come over here, please?
There's countless with Microsoft, with Apple.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs was masterful at sort of burying it, you know.
I want to go to this call real quick. Bob wants to bring us up to speed on rules carrying a gun. He's a police officer. Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You guys rock.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes. What are the rules about carrying a gun off duty and also while, you know, if you're going to be going out and having some cocktails and things like that?
Well, I'll back up a little to the tucking the gun in the waistband. I saw that video, and I wasn't there, but I believe that officer, that agent, was actually carrying the gun in what we call an inside the waistband holster.
Okay,
it's a holster specifically designed mainly for concealment, so he can have his gun tucked into his waistband. And if you have a shirt over it, most people aren't going to know you're actually carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, those kind of holsters typically don't have any active retention.
Oh, there's no little strap over the top of it or anything like that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So oops. If somebody grabs it, they could pull it out. Or if you say do something stupid like a backflip. Yes.
So what about as it pertains to if an officer is out, you know, and they're going to be in a social situation having some cocktails, can they have their firearm concealed?
The law is a little bit gray in that it's written out that you can't be in possession of a gun while intoxicated.
Okay.
Okay. So when you're driving, for example, we typically define intoxicated by your 0.08 blood alcohol content.
Okay.
That same rule doesn't apply or is not written into the law when it comes to carrying a gun. It just says when intoxicated. So I believe the way it's typically handled is it goes by on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
If you get into a bar fight and you're carrying your gun and you're drunk and you punch someone, and the gun never comes into play, you're probably not going to be charged with a crime. But if you, say, get into a verbal altercation in a bar, you're drunk, you pull your gun out, start waving it around, totally different situation.
Bob, some people were texting in earlier that said you're absolutely not allowed to conceal carry if you drink any amount of alcohol. Is that legit, or is that where you're talking about the gray area?
The gray area can be looked at as like that. The law in the state that I work is written specifically that you can't be intoxicated, and that's kind of how it's adopted in most states. I'll say it's like that in Pennsylvania and Delaware, at least.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so probably safer if you don't carry, if you're going to be having a few drinks.
It's absolutely safer if you don't, and I'm not an FBI agent, so I can't say for sure, but for the department I work for, it's against our policy that if you're drinking any alcohol, you are not supposed to be in possession of a firearm. I'm just going to go ahead and take a guess that the FBI has a policy similar to that.
Yes.
So they're going to look at the law based on what he's done. I mean, if he's facing a second-degree assault charge, then he's probably going to be charged once this blood alcohol content comes back with being in possession of a firearm while intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They were showing a graphic from the firing range that showed the silhouette of a guy attempting a backflip with an X through it.
So, okay, yeah. So you're not allowed to do that. Not at the range.
Not at the range, yeah.
All right. All right, Bob, appreciate the info. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. I feel more embarrassed for the guy because in the video, before he does the back handspring, He's doing what looks like the funky chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's horrible.
So his knees are going in and out like this. I'm like, not a flattering dance move for anyone who's ever walked the face
of
the earth.
He's just putting on a show.
Yeah but he was. Oh,
so
man.
So hard to watch.
Boom.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Now I'll win him over. I'll do a backflip.
Yep. So, second degree assault charge is what he is facing. Some other things. I saw this, Steve. You sent this to me. I checked this out as well. But this has to do with finding a woman attractive.
Yes.
And something you might not consider being a part of that would be a woman's movements. And they are apparently, according to this study that was done, at least as important as the body shape when it comes to attracting potential lovers. And that's according to this study that examined how the way women walk affects whether people find them attractive or not. The study was done in the UK, and they found that specific ways of walking, like wiggling your butt a little bit, is as important as how your face or body looks.
So it would seem obvious, but they actually broke down the science of the gait.
Yeah.
Of what is involved with being enticing. Even the sort of computer animated stick figure was like, stick figure's pretty hot.
Well, that's what they did. Yeah. That's what they did. They used that that mapping technology, and they took women of all different sizes, a range of body types, and they had them walk on a treadmill, and then they took away, they just showed the stick figure type thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so you're not seeing how wide their hips are, how their body or face looks, but just simply by emotion. Movement alone, which ones do you find attractive? Man. And they all seem to line up with a similar movement.
Would I love to tap that green dot?
Do they are the dots different colors so you can go? Okay, I like the green dot.
Yeah, I got her in the dot.
I don't know, Case. They may have just done them by number. I'm not really sure.
But it's just the most primal way. What ends up being attractive to us?
Yep.
There's a little bit of bounce to this walk.
There is,
and I like that.
It's like, I think it's like sway of the hips.
Yeah.
Well, what they did is they had people range them from 1, which is very unattractive, to 7, very attractive. They also asked to rate the same group of women in photographs and then in film footage. So they did 3 different ones.
Do you want to know what? Here's what I think is an attractive one.
Oh, no. Oh, boy, oh no. All right, Steve's going to walk. Oh, stop it.
That's hot.
Do you like that?
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's it's hot.
You make me laugh.
That's the out of the bar at 2 a.m. walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah. So here's all 3 tests came to the exact same conclusions. The women judged to be most attractive had, and this is, so a body mass index of 19 to 23, a smaller waist to hip ratio.
Yes.
And an hourglass shape. Now, that's looking at the person, looking at the whole individual.
Right. Wait, and that's a standard.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we've come to known as.
Yes. The most enticing form that's been come to known as.
But the gait might be giving away important clues as to a woman's fitness and age, they say, key components of reproductive health. So according to the study author, a woman is most attractive if she wiggles her hips and takes small steps.
Hmm.
So that is considered attractive.
Like a...
almost like, eye.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, just small steps and kind of...
work it.
Kind of moving a little bit. I agree that the way someone moves can absolutely change your perception.
Absolutely.
And of what you might normally find attractive. That's why, like, women who can dance, who can move, it's hot.
It is.
It's really hot.
Absolutely. There's a certain way that they carry themselves that is, it's just naturally enticing.
Yeah.
I think a sexy walk is the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes.
Okay.
Arms tucked in.
Well, listen, there was a gal, love her to death, who worked here, and we used to make fun of the way she walked a little bit. She was an intern, and you guys know who she used to...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yep. She's still cute, too, but... sexy wouldn't be the right word.
No.
She had this walk, this kind of side-to-side thing.
Like Jan Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The Jan Brady walk. Kat, do you think you have a seductive walk about you?
God, I don't think there's anything seductive about me.
This is Kathy.
No, that's not me.
That's not true, Kath. When you, and I'm not saying this to be creepy, but salsa...
It's already creepy.
I know. No. Salsa dancing
is
sexy.
It is.
And you're a really good salsa dancer.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, you see that sensual dancing all the time when we go out. There are a lot of women that, you can just... And a lot of people will come out, and half the time they're dancing, half the time they're watching.
My wife, when she pops on her heels, you know, she is a master of the thinnest heels, and pop, 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 and it's like, that looks good.
Yeah.
You know, I think that sort of promotes a sexy gait.
We're watching video of Kathy Salsa dancing.
What was it, shot on a kinescope here?
Oh, this is the one where it's she old. Farts at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I remember that one. So, yeah, it's something to consider when you're taking a look and wondering why do I find her attractive? It might be the way they walk.
What kind of walking a guy do you like? You like sort of like a... You know,
I think
a little bit more
determined or
skipping
or more leisurely,
skipping with their index finger on their chin like this.
Usually like clicking their heels up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every three steps right, is fine. Right, no, right. I think anybody, male or female. Yeah, moonwalking is hot. No, male or female, a confident walk.
I bet I'm making you wet.
Not too.
Wow.
Where did that come from?
So sorry, man. I'm a chick magnet.
Speaking about the wider hips, you know what I noticed on...
Whoa, wait a second.
Wait a second.
You just slipped right in there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did notice something.
I'm
sorry.
It all began with the hips, but it turns the noticer on. Now it's going to turn us on.
So
he's going to tell you about something that gives him boners.
A smaller waist-to-hip ratio. And oddly enough, this is animated. And Kathy, put down your phone because you were there at the movie the other night.
Right.
Elastigirl has a big ass.
Oh, my God. Huge.
Did you notice that?
Yes. When she wears the one costume, yes. And then I'm like, wow, I didn't realize she was like that.
I mean, like, you know, like delicious.
Like a badunka butt?
Like a big time badunka butt.
And she chooses to have that,
too. She does because she can change her body type at any time.
Yeah, Kardashian-like, yeah.
Well, yeah, she has, like, they gave her a very, very thin waist, but then huge butt and thicker thighs.
Well, Well, her husband is huge, so you need something to sit on.
And so they have a new uniform. I'm not giving anything away. There's a uniform, actually her old uniform that she wears. And there's shots of her standing there talking to Mr. Incredible. I'm like, the ass on Elastigirl.
Jesus
Christ.
Meaning, you know,
I never felt this way about the guy in Hollywood.
She could get as tight as she wants.
Oh my God.
She really, honestly, Case, hands free.
Yes.
But yet. Yeah. The motion of the hand.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You just opened up a whole new world.
Would she rank up there in animated characters that you would do?
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially now with the knowledge that you can get both a handy and straight up at the same time.
Yep.
And that level, it's something that you never thought about, but you can basically have a threesome with one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With her? Easily.
Yeah.
Yes. Most definitely. In fact, there's a part where she splits.
Do that in the movie?
Yeah, go see the movie.
There's a threesome in the movie?
Well, there's a threesome in the movie, but it's only two people, and it's very bizarre.
That's weird.
And you'll have to see the movie in order to understand exactly what I'm talking
about. There was a girl in my high school, and she could do the back bend.
Yes.
All the way around.
All the way over.
And the rumor was in college... that she did. Well, no, it's a good rumor.
Right.
And she was really hot that she did that with two guys.
OK.
Oh, that's good.
It is good.
I mean, from my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it means she's a sharing kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she bent over
backwards to help two guys out.
Yeah. One guy was on one side. Yeah.
And the other guy was.
I'm going to say that wasn't true.
I think it was.
Okay. No.
I'm going to go with it was.
It's true.
Yeah.
OK.
I think our next guest just left the green room after this conversation. But anyhow, Elastigirl has a badunkaduck butt, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but you know what, though,
Preston? The new movie is awesome.
In the world of cosplay,
mm-hmm.
The daughter is...
Violet?
Violet is receiving a lot of...
she's cute.
Yeah.
She's really cute. And I guess maybe they're, you know, you can portray her as a grown-up,
as
an adult, because she's still, I guess, in high school.
Which would be wrong.
That is incorrect. All right, so you're not incorrect.
No.
It's wrong.
To not know that it's incorrect.
I'm concurring with you.
Which means you're supporting it and that you don't like it.
All right, anyhow, movement is important. Take a look at it. That's what this study says. We have to take a break. No, I'm not giving that away.
No,
you know what I'm giving away?
Yeah, I know what you're giving away.
I'm giving away tickets to see you two tomorrow night in a special pre-party catered event that we have.
Has anyone noticed that Elastigirl has a badunka butt?
You never know what Bono might be talking about.
The world can join hands and agree on one thing. We all want to tap that rubbery bunghole.
Okay.
I almost made it out. caller 27, you get the tickets, 215-263-WMMR. Tonight's show is sold out. Tomorrow night, you'll be there, and you'll be going on a backstage tour. You never know. Bono might come whistling down the hallway, and he may say hi to you.
Wow. Yes. Cheese steaks.
Yes.
Awesome. We'll see. Edge-free popcorn.
Tickets available. Have you tried the pretzels and the dip?
Love it.
Bono, you got to love that.
It's wonderful, man. Yep. It like, tastes like it's a little bit of mayonnaise, but a little bit of mustard. It's mustaise. We're mannered.
Dijonnaise,
exactly, and a chew.
WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com to get tickets for tomorrow night's show because tonight is sold out. But caller 27, tickets are yours, 215-263-WMMR. When we come back, we're going to have the new head coach for LaSalle University here in our studio. Mike Tyson calling or no? Do we know?
We're probably going to talk to him tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
It's very early here.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
You know what? We're going to do a segment, and I'm calling it this, okay? This is what I'm going
to
call it.
Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. That's actually the line I wanted, but it's close enough. Nonetheless, our next guest has been assistant coaching all over town, and now he's doing the head honcho thing. Please welcome the new head coach for your LaSalle Explorers. This is Ashley Howard.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Very cool. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Nice to see you. Yeah, you bet, man. I was just reading up on your track record, and as I said, you know, assistant coaching all over town because you've done it at LaSalle and Drexel and Xavier and Villanova with a championship there.
That's right.
It's been fun. So how does it feel to move into the head coach position?
It's a lot busier.
Yeah?
than I expected. I thought, okay, I'm a head coach now and I can have my assistants do all the work. But I quickly learned that that's not necessarily how the dynamics goes.
It's funny, though. You're in such proximity to it for so long, you know. But you can't really know until you are the guy, right?
That's it, man.
Yeah.
They always say it's a big step when you move a couple inches over on the bench.
Yeah.
And just in these last, 3 months, it's just been a whirlwind.
Well, it's cool. I think about somebody like Brett Brown, you know, the Sixers head coach who served under Greg Popovich for a long time as an assistant and worked in a building in an organization that dominated, they were a dynasty for a stretch and then came to the Sixers. And they were not that, and they're working their way up and then trust in the process and all that. But, you go from a place like Villanova when you're winning championships to a school that may be in a rebuilding process. Is that to leave a winner and to go to a rebuilder? Is that hard? Is that something that where you accept the challenge? Is it a combination of all of that?
I'm looking at it as a great opportunity for me to learn a lot about myself as a coach and to learn a lot about how to build a program. So I'm starting it from the ground up. And, it's really exciting. LaSalle's a great university that has great basketball tradition. So we're selling that and we're just trying to, build that back up and really try to create like a renaissance of LaSalle basketball here moving forward.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I love City Six basketball and I honestly and earnestly cheer and root for all of the teams. I think your story is it's fairly unique in, I mean, I'm a Cardinal O'Hara boy, by the way.
Okay.
But a Bonner boy.
He went to Bonner, by the way.
We'll hold that against you.
So you're a Bonner boy who went to college in the area, and since then, you've exclusively worked in this area, all right? And so you take, I mean, maybe a
with the exception of Xavier for one season.
Right. And so you have somebody like, Jay Wright, who is from this area, and then he cut his teeth somewhere else and then came back. Steve Donahue, sort of the same thing. He's from this area. He's an O'Hara boy as well. Yep. Went somewhere else, cut his teeth somewhere else, and now he's at UPenn. I think that's really cool that you've been able to stay here for virtually your entire professional high school, collegiate, and professional career.
Well, Philly's one of those spots where it's a very much a sports-driven town. You know, college basketball is huge here, and there's a tight-knit basketball community. And because I've had the ability to, you know, play here in Philly, coach here in Philly, you know, I was able to maintain a lot of relationships and connections here that actually helped me kind of move up the ladder in the college coaching ranks and then have the visibility to be able to get back, work for Coach Wright. And then obviously the last 5 years underneath him were nothing short of sensational. And then this opportunity to come back to LaSalle and be the head coach presented itself. So I've been really fortunate, man. It's been great.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Bonner, you hold a record that is 19 years strong, apparently. For the single game scoring record of 41 points.
Yeah.
Who'd you do that against? Not O'Hara.
No, I didn't. Okay. I did it actually against Kennedy Kendrick. And my high school coach, Jimmy Weldy, took me out of the game like a minute into the fourth quarter. So
whoa.
I still feel some type of way about that.
You could have gotten 50 on that.
Yeah.
It's something that's still like.
That's still cool, though. I mean, 19 years standing. Yeah.
Now, I tell you what, be pissed if somebody breaks it next year because it didn't go to the official 20-year mark. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, hey. There's a kid that may have a chance to
break
my record. So,
well, yeah. Try to get him drunk.
I'm hoping that we could survive another year.
Well, let me ask you, as a head coach, did your coach make the right decision?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, he did. He made the right decision.
All right, basketball aside, I love this area. I grew up here, and you know, I have no plans of ever leaving this area. And I have friends who have left, and you know, are living in other places. I go, what's wrong with you? You know, like we got everything we need here, right? Am I right?
I mean, Philadelphians are a little messed up in the head that way.
Yeah,
because we think and I admit that because I am that person. Because you know, I left Philly. I went to Cincinnati. And then, like, I couldn't wait to get back, you know? And I always felt like, well, even while I was away, I was missing something. Like, there's something that I'm missing. But the one thing that we have, especially if you're a person that loves sports, right, we have every single sport imaginable. We have big time. Only thing we don't necessarily have in the city is big time college football, right? But if you're a Penn State fan, you have that, right? And you know, we got the Sixers, we got the Eagles, we got the Phillies.
We got the Everglades.
We got the
Oh wait, that's not us.
No, that's Florida.
We got
Florida.
We got the Philadelphia Soul.
Yep.
Right? We have everything here. So if you're a sports fan, this is like a match made in heaven. You know?
Yeah, and the passion level and the fandom level, you know, the fact that people are we've talked about it countlessly. Over the past couple of weeks, as we're talking about the 20th anniversary of the show, fan base is incredibly loyal.
No doubt.
You're talking earlier about, you know, a process in LaSalle and that whole thing, and then, you know, Nick mentioned with the Sixers and the process they went through. Do you have the commitment from the higher ups there that they're ready to see you take the multi-step process of the rebuild?
Absolutely. I think when they made the decision to bring me in, I thought that was a huge statement. On LaSalle's part of their commitment to being great in basketball, because, you know, I don't plan on, you know, being status quo. You know, we're gonna move the needle here. It's gonna take some time, but you know, just like Brett Brown, you know, he stayed the course. And 2 months ago, everybody was talking about, the Sixers might make it to the NBA Finals. You know,
and
it was a huge amount of excitement in the city for this year's playoff run, and it's only going to get better. So I think we can, I think it's safe to say that LaSalle is probably going to have the same type of course as the Sixers. I hope we don't have to trust the process for 5 or 6 years. We're going to have the same type of mindset.
Immediate goals, tangible goals for your program.
I think the biggest goal for us is to create a culture of just playing hard and being a team that when you see LaSalle, you know that our identity is like, oh, these guys play hard, they're tough, they're together. I think that's the tangible goal for us this year, and just know that if we can maintain that persona once we get the desired players that we want to have in our program, then we can be pretty good playing that way.
I love the camaraderie among the City Six coaches, and having worked with Jay Wright, who is a national champion twice now, what have you learned from a guy like that? What do you think you could take from his program and bring it to yours?
Just consistency. Every day, you just have to, you know, create habits that are going to help your team be successful. And, you know, there's no There's no pixie dust that you can wave or magic wand. You know, it's just work every day and consistency and not getting bored with the process, whether you win or lose, of coming back the very next day and making an emphasis on getting better.
Did LaSalle reach out to you? Did they come looking for you? Or did you go to them, or how does that work?
Or do you not want to say?
Well, that, because the reason I ask, you know, you're working for Villanova, and mm-hmm. that's sensitive, you know, going to another place, especially right in town.
Well, you know, there were relationships with individuals that I had at LaSalle, both personal relationships and relationships that were built based on my, mm-hmm. my history as an assistant coach.
Right.
So, you know, there were seeds that were planted throughout the process to kind of let me know that you know, they may reach out to me
okay.
once our season ended.
Because any head coach knows that his assistant coaches want to be head coaches.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's no surprise when an assistant says, hey, by the way, coach, I got a job, I'm moving on, you know. But when it's...
I'm moving across the street.
Right in here. It could be... So I would imagine you had to be a little secretive about your inquiries at first.
No. Honestly, with Coach Wright, like he's the best that way, where he wants the best for not only his players, but he wants the best for his staff. And in all honesty, for us as his assistants, we're a lot like his players. We're learning from him, and he sees growth in us. And when the opportunity is right, he's very supportive of us moving on. And he was very supportive of my decision to accept the LaSalle job.
When you had your interview, did he take you suit shopping?
I wish. I actually went to Men's Warehouse. Because even if he took me shopping, I still would have had to pay for it.
So of those last two NCAA championship victories, was one more exciting than the other, or were they both just the same?
I mean, they're both the same. The yeah. first one, just in the fashion of which we won the game on a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
I mean, that was epic. But this last one was equally as satisfying.
Did you win every game in that round? Did Villanova win every game in that round by double digits? In that tournament? I
the Texas Tech game
may have been closer. Okay.
A single-digit game, but
the buzzer beater,
I wonder, close.
Can we see footage of that? Because I just remember Jay being cool as a cucumber.
How
did you react?
Remember, we talked to him. Yeah. He wasn't sure.
You have the video of this?
Yeah.
But did you go crazy?
I did. I lost my mind. I did. That was the Philly. That was a Philly fanatic in me, man. We made that buzzer beater shot, and I completely lost my mind.
All right, so here it comes.
We're watching this now live. Shot goes up.
Oh, yeah.
It's in. Jay's just kind of striding along, and let's see if we can see.
Is that you kind of on the left of him?
That's me waving my hands and stomping my feet up and down the sideline.
Oh, he's in the back? He's right behind Jay.
I love it.
That was me. I had about 1,000 text messages after this game. And everybody was just like, yo, man, that was the North Philly stroll.
Hey, what parish did you grow up going to?
I actually didn't grow up Catholic, but I went to Jesu School.
Okay.
Right there on 17th and Thompson.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to be the keynote speaker at the graduation.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
That's cool. Yeah, cool. You a little nervous or?
No, I'm actually excited to go back. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool.
Wow, man. Good for you. Well, listen, we definitely extend the invitation because you now have the position, but at the Camp Out for Hunger, our big charity event that we do at the end of the year, you are now part of it. So if you will come out, we'd love to have you for the City 6 Challenge. It's the Papa Shot Challenge.
I'm looking forward to it. I was at Chuck E. Cheese with my daughter shooting a Papa Shot.
Very good.
A couple weeks ago trying to break the record. I didn't get the record at the Chuck E. Cheese. I was a little embarrassed by that.
Well, they have drunken fathers competing. The odds were against you.
Here's the deal. Steve Donahue is lights out at this.
Is he?
The only reason I think Jay Wright won was because Steve wasn't able to make it that year.
Yeah.
Nothing against Jay Wright.
He's great.
Don't take that away from Jay.
I'm not taking it away from Jay.
I don't know, man.
Right, I'm bringing my A game. Just know that.
Coach here,
19-year record.
41 points in one game.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we got a ringer here and might be on board. So, all right, well, Cole, listen, we just wanted to get to know you and everything. Yes, Nick?
We just wanted to mention the golf tournament that's coming up as well, too. Yeah.
Yeah, we have the Bill Rathree Golf Outing. It's a big golf outing that we have every year to to help help our program out. Bill Rathery is a great LaSalle alum, big time college basketball commentator and huge supporter of our program. It's going to be at North Hills Country Club tomorrow. We actually have a couple spots available for foursomes. So if there's anybody out there that's in the golf and is looking for a great time, we'll be at North Hills Country Club tomorrow.
Yeah. It's June 18, and we just tweeted about
it. I'm sorry. Not tomorrow. Monday. I got.
Yeah,
Monday.
I understand. Monday. Yeah, you got it.
Monday.
Yeah, sorry. So Bill Rafferty golf outing June 18th, and you can find more information on LaSalle Basketball's Twitter account or email me, and I'll get you the information you need. But June 18th.
Cool. Excellent. Awesome. Coach, nice to meet you. Good nice luck with everything. We'll
Thanks
see you soon.
Me.
You got it. All right, let's hear it for
yes.
Ashley Howard, coach for the LaSalle Explorers. Thank you, Marissa, by the way. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back in just a moment, and we got B-File coming up and some other goodies, giveaways. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
This summer. Surprise! MMArmy is hitting house parties throughout the Delaware Valley, delivering our summer house party pack. Got a backyard barbecue, pool party, summer shindig? No matter what the party, we're going to help you get it started right. With food from Philly's own Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, a case of Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange, and backyard party games courtesy of Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group. Hit up the contest page at WMMR.com to register your party to win MMR's Summer House Party Pack from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Casey, you know what we can do? We're a little bit earlier than we normally are on the Bizarre File. So a few shard outs that I've been
sitting on,
getting backed up on for a little bit. And Casey wants to lead the charge.
Yes, it's a shard out slash butt plug. So first the shard out goes to, it's a happy birthday to a listener, Sherry Ivers. Today is her birthday, and Sherry is also like a team captain for my Tortoise Shore team, the WMMR Rock and Rollers. So
very nice.
That's why I wanted to give a special shout out to her and also plug the team. You know, the Tortoise Shore is coming up on July 29th. We're still looking for team members. I think we're at like 58. And we have, and I can't reveal what the jerseys are, but we have the most badass jerseys this year.
They look damn good.
And, you know, we work hard to get sponsors to pay for the jerseys. So if you're a team member of the Rock and Rollers, you get a free jersey. But it's just for the first 80 team members get a free jersey. And like I said, right now we're at 58. If you want to join Team MMR Rock and Rollers, you can go to PrestonSteve.com and all of the information is right there. If you just want to donate, we're also looking for donors as well.
All right.
Thank you.
And Nick, looks like you want to say something.
I got a shout out as well. It's for all the guys at Paoli Auto Body. They wrote me a nice note, and so I just wanted to send a shout out their way.
Okay. Here's an email. And by the way, I'm running way behind on these.
Oh, boy.
My husband's name is Matt. We are currently, this is from Ellie. We are currently going through an extremely difficult time in our lives. Say the we're experiencing a family tragedy, we've been putting it lightly. But Matt has been the most amazing husband, father, brother, son, and nephew. Even though his heart is broken, he goes above and beyond for everyone in his life every single day, works his ass off every day, and still comes home with a smile on his face and willing to do whatever we need. I'm currently 37 weeks pregnant with our second child. So there's a lot of crazy wife to deal with, but he never complains. Matt deserves the world, and I know a shout out will make his day. So please do it. Here we go. And hopefully things will be getting better in the very near future for you guys. Let me see. And I apologize. Some of these I didn't get a chance to read through yet. This one, it says, please take. Oh, yeah. I meant to mention this. This is a teacher at Upper Darby. She sent us a video of the very first student from special education to ever speak at an Upper Darby high school graduation. His friends call him Cy. Cy Wizzle is his name. And she said, I'm a special education teacher who had the privilege of teaching this amazing student who has overcome more tribulations than most grown adults. Here's the quick backstory. He has cerebral palsy, which left him wheelchair-bound for most of his childhood, significantly affected his cognition. Through pure determination and grit, he relentlessly worked his way out of the wheelchair to walkers, then to independent walking. The rest, he explains himself. She sent the clip and said that he absolutely killed it. I watched some of it. It was really great. I have to finish watching it. She said, I don't know if it's a shard out or a butt plug or something for the noticer, but I would be eternally grateful if you found a moment to mention this extraordinary person on your show and spread his message of hope, determination, and love. Thank you for all you do with the blood drives, the food drives, coolest teacher, and Philly's hottest.
Oh.
So,
you want a Tom Jones case?
And yeah. Actually, the teacher is a male, and it just says sincerely Upper Darby teacher, but wants to remain anonymous, I assume. Right. So, here's a shout out for Psy. Here is a butt plug, as if we didn't get enough ass work on that one. The Indian Creek Foundation 27th Annual Roll, Stroll, and Run is taking place Saturday in Souderton, PA. Excuse me. They have the scenic and challenging courses of 64, 39, 20, and 10 miles.
Wow. That's over a million miles.
They have a 64-mile course. So these are bike races.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a 5K and 1K course for walkers and a timed 5K run as well. And the Indian Creek Foundation is a nonprofit organization that provides service for 1,200 children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities each year. So you can go to indcreek.org. All right, so Indian Creek Foundation, indcreek.org for more information. That's on Saturday. So there's a little butt plug.
Excellent.
For you guys this weekend. Butt plug, if you will, please, Casey.
Oh, I did.
Thank you. Oh, did you already do it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Here's another one that says, I don't know how to submit a shout out, so I hope this works. I'm at the airport getting ready to leave for Ireland to marry the love of my life, my fiance, Dave Schmotzer, or Schmotzer.
It's a nice Irish name for you.
Yeah, right?
Name is Schmotzer. Dave Schmotzer. Schmotzer.
He's been an avid listener to your show for 10 years. I personally hate talk radio, and somehow he's even got me listening to your show. I'll never admit it to him in person, but you are by far the best radio show in the U.S., maybe even the world.
Whoa!
We spend many days laughing along with the show. The only reason he agreed to move with me from Philly to Austin 3 years ago...
Is that in Ireland?
...was because he can still... Did I say Ireland incorrectly?
I don't know. Maybe you did or didn't. Or maybe I didn't hear it, or maybe I'm out of my freaking mind.
No, I said it was about ready to leave for Ireland.
Okay.
Anyhow, it was because he can still listen to you every day via the podcast. It would mean the world to him and myself. You could give him a shout out for our wedding, which is this Friday, May 25th.
Yeah, man.
We'll be in Ireland. Perfect. We'll be in Ireland, but I promise he'll hear it from the podcast. It would be the best wedding gift I could give him. So shout out to you guys.
All right, 1 second. Delayed, but still, there's a lot of love. Remember, yep. There's always love.
Yeah. Best of luck.
Dave! All right. Schmotzer.
all right, two more, and I still got catch up to do. But
well, you're getting close. You're in May now.
Yeah, here's, hey there, Preston and Steve. My wife and I will be celebrating our second wedding anniversary June 25th.
Yes.
This was sent on May 12th, though. That's why you sent it in advance. It may not sound like a big deal, but ours is kind of a story big tale. Two friends went our separate ways, had lives, fell apart, and then got intertwined again. We realized that we were actually soulmates that had some learning and growing to do before it would be possible for us to be a couple. My wife, Stacy, is an amazing woman, and I'm so privileged to get to spend my life with her. She's a wonderful woman and a great mom, so if you could send a big, wet, juicy shard out on June 25th, and ain't gonna have it. That would be amazing, just like my wife. Thanks, you guys rock. That is from Leif and Stacy Gilestad. Oh, no, it says pronounce.
Excuse me, hold it.
Leif.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's Gilestad. All right, here we go. We're ready.
There is love. There is love.
I've never heard you hit it like that before, Steve.
You know, the Whitney movie's coming out, and I felt inspired.
Okay. Leif and Stately. Leif and Stacy.
Stately.
So your name is Stately? Like Stately Wayne Manor, where Batman lives?
That's what made him fall in love with her.
Exactly. Yeah. You remind me of Batman, or the house he lived in.
Yeah. All right, and then one last thing. This is neither a shard out nor a butt plug. But I love it. It is from Wendy Passmore, and she is a biomedical teacher.
I thought so.
But she says, well, I just wanted to give you her background. Because she says, hey, Preston, I just want to let you know that I'm an idiot. For the past several years, when I listened to the junk drawer segment, I actually thought you were rummaging through a drawer.
Man, theater of the mind, man.
Only recently, when I heard the sound effect, did I realize it sounded remarkably similar every time.
And she Bill's going to love this.
She says, thank you for the entertainment, but I am an idiot.
Oh, Casey actually goes out the door to go get it.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
And then they come back and they hear go through this.
Then he makes a call.
Yeah, but sometimes he uses the walkie-talkie.
Oh, right, yes.
If he wants to make a call, because we have a security in the building.
Well, and I don't know where the walkie-talkie is.
Jump on that and never mind, the bit's over.
Sorry.
There you go.
Where's the walkie-talkie button?
I don't know. You sometimes you're pretty quick with it, so that's why I threw that one out there.
No, not today. It's right here. I found it.
Yeah. So anyway, Wendy, thank you. Listen, it's okay to admit those things, and I understand it happens. And
you wouldn't believe how stupid we are.
Oh my God! Please don't even get us started. All right, it's. Oh wait, oh, here's my sponsor for the bizarre file. Okay, I found it. Thank you.
Here we go. It's right next to your horn.
Yeah. Okay. We're ready to go.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Dunkin' Donuts. This summer, Dunkin's got ice cream-inspired iced coffee in the flavors you love.
Well, let me pour one for you, Preston.
Just going to go on for the whole Bizarre File. Pistachio, not cookie anymore. Dough, and butter pecan.
Not anymore.
Stop by Dunkin' today. What's your flavor? Well, American runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Well, not anymore.
I was having fun.
That's the goal. For one person to have fun.
One Florida man wanted tenants out of an apartment off the garage of his home.
Florida man. Florida man.
What were these tenants doing?
Well, so I don't really know, but he wanted them out. So he went along with his pal's plan to get them out by using a bomb. Nathan Martin and Bruce Steffenhagen admitted to setting off a pair of acid bombs, which are homemade bombs involving 2-liter plastic bottles and common household materials, to create noise and a ruckus.
Create a ruckus. Scare them, get them on out of there so you can get it back.
After they were arrested last week, Martin...
Who we live in Florida!
...is still in jail on a charge of throwing or projecting explosives, and Steffenhagen posted $15,000 bond. Both live with Steffenhagen's 86-year-old father, Jack Steffenhagen, in a house owned by Jack's Living Trust.
Old bastard won't die.
Police were called to the house after neighbors heard 2 explosions. According to the arrest reports, Bruce greeted deputies with the claim that he heard the explosions but knew not from whence they came.
I know not from whence they came.
Steffenhagen then led them into his backyard through the garage, and the arrest report says...
Pretty sure. Why are you responding to this very domicile?
The explosive device team and the fire rescue hazmat team figured acid bombs had been exploded and analysis fortified by materials they saw out in the garage.
What a couple of goobers. Look at this picture.
I know. Goobers. A neighbor said she heard the explosions and looked out the window to see Steffenhagen and another white male in the backyard. While deputies began asking Steffenhagen to come with them, he quickly gave up Martin. Martin admitted...
He did it!
Martin admitted Bruce was attempting to kick 2 occupants out of an apartment in the back of the garage. An acid bomb should scare them out, the two figured. Martin used aluminum foil, muriatic acid, and 2-liter Dr. Pepper bottles to make an acid bomb.
So in the backyard, I'm making little soldiers out of pipe cleaners, and here he comes. He says he's got to scare people out of his house.
Which he threw into a neighbor's yard before mixing and shaking, and then they blew up. And
Looks like the one guy caught some shrapnel in his face.
Yeah, it does. He's got marks all over his face. Well, at first, Kate Boyle thought that a bottle.
Move along.
And Kate Boyle thought that the bottle of a clear soda called Not See Soda on a Utah grocery store shelf looked something fun for an upcoming gathering with friends. And then she did a double take. I looked at it and I thought, wait a minute. This is Nazi cola, not Nazi cola. It's spelled...
It's Not so there is a C-cola.
Yeah, it's N-O-T-S-E-E, not C, as in it's clear, you
right.
don't see.
But it's Nazi-cola.
It's Nazi-cola. along with the name, the black eagle on the label resembles the former German coat of arms, she said.
Wow.
And she said, it's not just a mistake or me being sensitive, it's definitely racist. Boyle posted Monday on Twitter that she was shocked and horrified and calling on the Macy's grocery store chain to stop selling the drinks. The chain replied on Twitter that it was pulling the drinks from its shelves. This item was not approved on corporate level, they said. Macy's grocery store also dropped Orthodox juice, a grape juice with an image of a man in Orthodox Jewish attire on the label.
You gotta be kidding me. They didn't pick this out when they were stocking the shelves with it?
And Lemonade, a lemonade-based soda, both also distributed by Real Soda of Utah. It's not the first time that Nazi cola has prompted an outcry. In April, Macy Moon posted on Facebook that she was very disappointed to see something so tasteless come from a Utah company. But Real Soda of Utah replied in a comment on her post that, quote, we respect and understand that everyone has differing senses of humor. Our goal is to provide a wide variety of sodas and flavors that everyone can enjoy. Some people commenting on Moon's post also found the name offensive, while others called it just a joke. Nazi cola can also be purchased online at Amazon, where most of the reviews focus on comparing the taste to Crystal Pepsi.
I was never a big Crystal Pepsi fan.
I don't know if I tried it once or twice, and that might have been it, but it didn't really do much for me.
Regular Pepsi's great.
Indian police have arrested 16 people after two men became the latest victims of hysteria over WhatsApp rumors of child kidnappers. The men had stopped to ask directions in northeastern Assam state when they were beaten to death by a large mob. Rumors of child kidnappings are spreading across India over WhatsApp and have already led to the deaths of seven other people in the past month alone.
So they just asked for directions. What was the indicator that they might have been molesters?
They thought they looked
just like... Just guessed.
They thought they looked like these guys that are being passed off as child kidnappers. So,
wow.
The two latest victims have been identified as Nilatalpa Das and Abhijit Nath. And police say the pair were attacked when they stopped at a village to ask for directions. Residents reportedly believed that they were kidnappers that they had been warned about on WhatsApp. A video of the attack went viral over the weekend where one of the men can be seen pleading for his life. And on Sunday, students and activists filled the streets to protest the killings. People are citing a video that's being spread that purportedly shows a child being abducted in Bangalore where two people were killed last month. A local BBC correspondent was shown the video on his mobile phone. In it, two men on a motorcycle pull up to a group of children. One of them grabs a child and they ride off. But the video is not real. It's not even from India. An unedited version of the video shows that it's a child safety film from Pakistan designed to create awareness.
And it's getting people killed.
Yeah, so these guys, because of the way it's being shared, so these guys were beaten to death. It's just absolutely horrible. All right, a lighter story to end the bizarre file with. Domino's Pizza.
Yeah!
Is now filling in potholes in towns across the United States with the new Paving for Pizza initiative.
It's actually a brilliant idea, a marketing idea with some thought behind it.
The pizza chain announced on Monday that it will help smooth the ride home for deliveries by making pothole repairs in towns nominated by their customers.
And they're really doing it.
The Domino's president, Russell Wiener, said, "Have you ever hit a pothole and instantly cringed? We know that feeling is heightened when you're bringing home a carryout order from your local Domino's store. We don't want to lose any great-tasting pizza to a pothole, Wiener, ruining a wonderful meal." So Domino's has already been working with four municipalities to help repair potholes on roads, including Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California.
We need them here.
In Milford, Domino's says it helped fix 40 potholes on 10 roads in 10 hours with four crew members.
Love it.
And Domino's customers can nominate their town for pothole repairs on the Paving for Pizza website. And it selected their, if selected, God damn it. Their city will receive.
And where are the pictures of the potholes?
Funds to help repair roads so pizzas make it home safely.
Good job.
Professional broadcaster. That's what I have for you.
Even professional broadcasters have days.
They lose it. And I did.
Well, at least you didn't do a backflip with a gun in your hand.
But it's equivalent to that.
They ain't over yet.
Yeah.
All right, I need a secret text word winner. Kathy Romano. Give me a number caller, please.
20.
Caller 2215263 WMMR. Only if you know the secret text word are you qualified to win. So if you do, call now. Let's see if we can set you up. We'll be back in a moment. Lesson question trash. Music news all the way.
WMMR's live stream. Our daily programming available anytime, anywhere on your desktop, tablet, smartphone, or open the new MMR skill with Alexa. Great sound quality and the occasional bonus song. Nice.
I would like to remind you, before we get to our winner for the secret text word, about an event that we're very proud of and we love the participation in, and that is the I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive. It's on Saturday. At the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center. We got word, and our promotions department has been very, very busy over the past. They've been a little short-staffed and overworked over the past few weeks. And so we just got word on numbers for signups. And, gang, we have a lot of room. It's for some reason, it's slower than it has been in years past. I don't know why.
Well, there's been a lot going on, and there's a lot of stuff that's being imparted to you. But this is the critical thing. This is really important.
Yeah. This is directly saves lives right here in our area, immediately goes to use. Sometimes the blood that you donate that day might be used that evening, the next day, that week.
Absolutely.
So we need you to sign up. And chances are, if we're a little bit on the low side, you can probably find a convenient time because you get to make an appointment.
You do.
And we'd love for you to do that. We want you to be a part of it. And we even have some freebies that are up for grabs for everybody who participates in this. We have a free Preston and Steve t-shirt and this year's new pint glass from Window Nation, which I haven't seen yet. I want to make sure I see that.
Here they're great.
So hundreds of donors also randomly selected to receive a pair of concert tickets. And we have stuff all the way from Marilyn Manson to Rob Zombie to Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin and Godsmack and Shinedown, Judas Priest and Deep Purple, or The Offspring and 311, Slayer.
This is the widest variety of concert tickets that we've ever had for a blood drive. So the tchotchkes are formidable this time around.
So we need you to sign up. So like I said, we're running low. We didn't know that until this morning.
We're all going to be there. We all want to say hi to you. Preston and I usually get there super early, so we'll be there all day. If you're going to take time to drop off the blood and spend some time with us, we want to say hi to you. Also, there's going to be, I believe we run Daily Rush videos and stuff, and they really look to cycle you through. But this is the one where it's a direct cause and relation. People need blood, you know, and you can actually know that you're going to save lives with your donation.
Yeah, just call 1-800-RED-CROSS and do it right now. Go ahead and sign up. And it should take you, depending on when you get there, you know, roughly an hour or something like that. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but I think it's worth your time to maybe save somebody's life, which would be a pretty wonderful thing. So it's this Saturday. Get signed up, and let's have you on board. All right, so we need our secret texter, and we were looking for caller number 20, and that is Jen, I believe. Hey, Jen, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing? You guys rock.
Hey! Jen, I need the secret text word. You get it right, you get the prize. What's the word?
Yeah, it would be Luigi.
Luigi is correct. Absolutely correct. I would like you to hang on, Jen. We're going to get your info and set you up with a pair of tickets for Game Masters, the exhibition featuring over 100 playable games from every era of video game magic. Game Masters, the exhibition, powers up at the Franklin Institute. It's going on now through September 3rd. And we also got a random texter simply for texting in. We're going to give Joya Mitchell from Cheltenham the exact same prize. So, Joya Mitchell, you get to go to Game Masters, the exhibition at the Franklin Institute. So, congratulations to you.
Very nice.
All right, lesson question today. Our prize, $50 cash card from Armor Metal and Recycling. And let's go with this one. Who is Bono's favorite female animated character? 215-263-WMMR. You two in town tonight. Who is Bono's favorite female animated character? 215-263-WMMR. Call now and we're going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning is brought to you by A.D. Moyer. Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Visit your Trex experts at A.D. Moyer Lumber and see how Trex can enhance your outdoor oasis. ADMoyer.com. What's going on, Steve?
Well, members of the Hollywood elite gathered at the Dolby Theater last Thursday to watch George Clooney receive the AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. Clooney was having none of it, though, after he learned that the theater didn't sell snow caps.
What?
Got pissed off. Kendall Jenner denying a report that she's devastated that former boyfriend NBA star Blake Griffin has moved on after the split. Kendall says that's not true because she's already moved on with so many men since the split that when Griffin's name came up, her vagina actually asked, who?
What?
Oh, my God.
And speaking of the Jenner family, Caitlyn Jenner reportedly spending around $50,000 a week wining and dining her much younger girlfriend, Sophia Hutchins. Though they've only been dating for, Caitlyn joked that though she's never spent this much money on a woman when she was a man, she was seriously considering gorilla gluing her penis back on.
Wow.
And that's your Uncle Jack.
All right, we shall see if we can find ourselves a winner for this particular question. We get the correct answer. Who is Bono's favorite female animated character? And I will go to John for the answer. Good morning, John.
Rock.
Thank you, buddy. All right, who's Bono's favorite female animated character?
Elastigirl.
Yeah. Hang on, John. Got you covered, and we're going to give you a $50 cash card from Armor, Metal, and Recycling in any of the construction trades, and Armor, Metal, and Recycling is for you. Bring all metals, computers, and copper wire to Armor, Metal, and Recycling for top dollar. 8300 National Highway, Pensauken, behind Pensauken High School. Call 856-665-5715.
Yes, you know, sir. I once saw Howard Jones at a special show at a diner. There's only 100 people invited.
Oh, wow.
It was very cool.
Yeah. I always liked Howard Jones.
Yeah, great.
A lot of great songs. All right, let's get to music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
Brought to you by McGus Bus Company.
What a day we're having.
McGuff Bus Company. Do you have your New Jersey CDL and are you looking for a change? McGuff Bus Company offers guaranteed hours, health benefits, and they pay industry top dollar. Visit McGuffBus.com for more information. So, Tool frontman Maynard James Keenan offered up perhaps his most concrete statement to date regarding the band's long-awaited new album, which is currently being recorded. While accepting the Metal Hammer Golden Gods Icon Award at a ceremony in London on Monday.
Wow.
Keenan said, a lot of work's being done. I'll go on record now saying you're going to see some new music next year. It was supposed to be this year.
Yeah.
Keenan's comment came just a day after a post on Tool's official Facebook page revealed a picture from the studio showing bassist Justin Chancellor's equipment. Caption read, Justin's bass setup in the studio sounds like he's making great progress recording.
You are going to be so thrilled next year.
In a great studio. Drummer Danny Carey has already laid down his drum parts, meaning that Chancellor will be followed by guitarist Adam Jones in the studio, with Keenan coming in last to record his vocals. Linkin Park vocalist Mike Shinoda spoke about the band's future during an appearance recently and asked if the band intends to continue as the one-year anniversary of the death of singer Chester Bennington draws near. Shinoda replied, I don't know. He said, that's the million-dollar question, right? And unfortunately, I've said it before, but unfortunately, there aren't any answers to that at this point. It would be awesome if there were. He said, if somebody comes and says, hey, Linkin Park, do you want to play a show in Germany? And then you have to have a discussion with all the guys. Maybe you have one guy who's like, I definitely don't want to do it. And then you have one guy who says, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't do it. And two guys say, we definitely need to do it. And then there's concerns. I definitely need some more simplicity in terms of decision making.
What if one guy says maybe, and then the second guy says we, and then the next two say should.
Yeah.
And then the other guy takes two words and says do it.
They'd probably
end up possible, doing it. Right?
Shinoda will release a new solo album titled Post Traumatic, and that is on Friday. 30 Seconds to Mars guitarist Tomo Milosevic has quit the band.
What?
The news came from Milosevic himself in a tweet that said, I am no longer in 30 Seconds to Mars. I don't really know how to explain in a note how I could have come to a decision like this, but
Jesus,
please believe me when I say that this is the best thing for me in my life and also for the band.
I was just going to have my Toho tattoo colored in.
The years that I've been privileged enough to spend with all of you and all of you live inside of my heart and mind as some of the most amazing memories I've ever had.
Did he give any reason?
Oh, it's actually live inside of my heart. I said live inside of my heart. Let me read that one again.
Please do.
The years,
those words should not be wasted.
That I've been privileged enough to spend with all of you live inside of my heart
of
and
my
mind
heart.
As some of the most amazing memories I'll ever have.
This guy is very profound.
He said,
but no reason, nothing.
He said, even though this is incredibly painful because of my attachment to and love for everyone involved, I know that this plan will be fleeting for myself and anyone who's feeling the same because I know that it is the right thing. He joined 30 Seconds of Mars in 2003. He's performed on all four of the band's albums since then. So, you know,
where does this guy currently live?
Big part of the band. I don't know where he lives right now. Could be anywhere.
He might as well live on Mars after this because no one will know him.
I think he's from Liverpool, England.
Yeah. Might be the only English member in the band. Guns N' Roses is rumored to have been paid more than $6.5 million for its headlining performance at this year's Download Festival, which took place last weekend in Donington Park in Leicestershire.
What was that price?
$6.5 million.
Wow.
It's believed to be the most amount of money the festival's organizers have ever given a band to perform at the legendary metal festival.
Jeff Dunham got $5
million. The band show was acclaimed by the UK press. The group arrived at the venue 1 minute before its scheduled start time and left the site shortly after the performance in a helicopter.
Huh.
By the way, their tour...
That's where we should show up at the blood drive, Preston.
...currently ranks as the fourth highest grossing track of all time.
Jeez.
In other news, and perhaps related, Guns guitarist Slash has agreed to pay his estranged wife, Perla Farrar, more than $6.6 million as a part of their divorce settlement.
And wow. The tour continues.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Exactly. Well, that was said early on when they the first go-round... There's money to be had, and this will eat a lot of that debt up.
Slash agreed to pay Farrar $100,000 per month in spousal support until she dies.
$100,000 a month.
I love you.
Or remarries.
You are wonderful.
Or remarries, along with a $6.6 million equalization payment.
Why would you ever get remarried?
She won't. If she finds a guy she falls in love with, they just won't get married. They'll stay together for the rest of their lives.
$100,000. You're on Easy Street.
Look at this chick. We're looking at a picture of her.
You're so rad.
Oh, my God.
With your hair.
She's not wearing a bra, right? That's cut all the way down to her belly button.
And that's how she got
it. Like chicken cutlets on under there.
Yeah
it looks or like veal parmesan.
Yes.
Either way.
Those delicious. Are better. They make you
whatever makes the best thing.
Yeah. They're delicious. And she looks like she's wearing a Frisbee on her hand instead of a ring. Look at that thing.
It's like a little bowl.
That's Dish TV, Preston.
Oh, that's what
that's
is.
So
yeah.
Her vagina can pick up the sports channel.
It looks like the beginning of a Doctor Strange spell. Look at that thing.
It really does.
Yeah.
And there he is looking like an unsheared sheep.
Yeah. So that is a payment made to offset.
Best relationship ever.
Made to offset an imbalance in joint property assets if one spouse receives more than the other. Slash will get to keep his interest in all his guitars, instruments, companies, and residuals as part of the deal.
He gets to keep his Sonos system, too.
Slash also offered to give Farrar primary custody of their sons, 15-year-old London and 13-year-old Cash.
Take them!
But asked to keep joint legal custody. He also agreed to pay $39,000 per month in child support.
Does he get packs?
With his sons collecting 1.8% of his income until 2036.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's just...
$100,000 a month in spouse support.
So what was she doing prior to this?
I don't know, but she hit it, man.
Yeah.
Hit the jackpot.
Jeez.
All right, and then let's see, one more story. A fire destroyed the Aberdeen Museum of History in the town of Aberdeen, Washington on Saturday, taking with it an entire section of the museum dedicated to Aberdeen native Kurt Cobain, who launched his career and Nirvana in the town. The cause of the fire is yet to be determined. The alarm went up around 9:30 a.m. on Saturday when the unusually busy museum was inactive. Museum was inactive. Flames said to be 15 to 20 feet high, consumed the building as black smoke filled the interior before escaping through the collapsed roof.
How do you effectively measure flames?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think the yardstick would burn, right?
Eyeball it.
Yeah, I'd go with like a steel yardstick or something like that.
Yeah, or a metallic tape measure.
Yeah.
Museum curator Dave Morris said, people have come around from around the world to see what we had on Nirvana, and then when they saw the rest of the history, they were also impressed. There's more to Aberdeen than just Kurt Cobain.
No, there isn't.
This fire is history, so it will be in the record books, and we're going to rebuild and move on and keep the history preserved. That's my job. Aberdeen is home to the house where Kurt spent his childhood and part of teen years, and a local park is named after him, and a statue of him was erected in the town back in 2014. The
guy who played Venus Flytrap stayed over there for a week.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you in music news. I would like to give you some beer. How would you like a case of Yards Philly Pale Ale cans? Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994, so let's take caller 17. The local favorite Philly Pale Ale is available in cans for the first time ever, just in time for summer. So pick up some at Joe Canal's Rio Grande on Route 47 in Rio Grande. So caller 17, we'll give you that case, 215-263-WMMR. One more break to take. Be back in just a moment.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Royal Blood. Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats. Tom Kiefer featuring Lizzie Hale.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
As the day looks a little bit on the gray side, temperatures are going to be in that 80-degree range, so it's not chill or anything. It just kind of looks a little depressing. We may have a passing thunderstorm at times today. I'm not seeing heavy rain through the day, but here and there you might see spotties popping up. Spotties.
Spotties.
I just made up a word. Hey, you know, spotties.
That's when you have multiple dogs, Preston.
Yeah.
We have sunshine for the rest of the week. It's looking good. So mid low to high. Shut up. It just came out of my mouth.
I know. I like it. I'm not insulting you.
Bodies. It sounds like something I would make fun of someone for saying. And I said it.
It's like a Bolaris term.
Bodies.
Yeah. Spotties.
Spotties.
Gotta watch out for some spotties.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like adorbs.
Adorbs.
Or delish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obvi.
Somebody was saying delish to me.
Hells yeah.
I don't know what it was, but anyhow.
Amazeballs.
Yes, and thank you to Coach Ashley Howard, head coach for the LaSalle University Explorers, came in this morning. He is new to the position, and we just wanted to meet him and say hi. He was a super nice guy.
And a sign of a class act, I got a nice note from our friend Helene, who works over at Villanova, and everybody at Nova was listening to Coach Howard on our program this morning, rooting him on in his new endeavor at LaSalle, which is really neat. I love seeing that support, so that's cool.
And we'll have him down for a...
What happened?
Nothing.
Chuck just texted over the word spotties to me. It just says spotties.
Spotties.
Yeah. Something like that. It's like saying eggs Benny or something like that. You know?
You guys are such dicks.
What? I didn't. You guys.
Adorbs, delish, eggs Benny, spotties. It's all in the same family. All right. Pierre Robert.
Family you want to kill.
Right. Hi. Right. Pierre Robert. How are you, sir?
Whoopee.
Yeah,
whoopee. Exactly.
Oh, no. Everything good in your world?
Yes, very good.
Okay, then let's do the letter of the day if you're all set for it. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
M as in manly.
Manly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Nobody in this room.
Hey, you nobody?
Suck it, woman.
Well, baby, Steve.
Okay.
Oh.
What about me?
Yeah, right?
What about Manthi?
Yeah.
About me?
We do have a very manly prize that we're giving away this week, and it is the Father's Day gift from 877stockcar.com.
Very cool.
Give Dad the thrill of a lifetime, a drive of a NASCAR stock car, 20 miles Pocono Raceway, and it provides the perfect amount of laughs. to get you comfortable with the race car's handling and speed. And he'll take the checkered flag after a 20-mile run and be grinning ear to ear.
Now, when you finish... by
877-stockcar.com, yes?
When you take the 20-mile run, do you have to hitch back or get an Uber, or what's the story?
It goes around in a circle.
Oh, of course.
You end up
I'm an idiot.
You end where you started.
Hey, Pierre, we played Nathaniel Rateliff's song, You Worry Me, this morning, and we don't have... By the way, the playback was awesome this week,
and you.
But we don't have that version in our system yet. And I figured you're the man to get that job done.
Yes, I'll get it for you.
Yes,
we have it. Yes, we'll get it.
Okay,
we did it, and we'll have it, and we'll get it.
And you right, exactly.
That's the way done. I live by.
It's the way you roll.
I like your motto.
Yeah,
we'll live it, and we had it, and we'll do. We did it.
It's beautiful.
You know what? I got to point this out. Lately, when you've come in here and we're doing this crossover thing, I don't know where you're going.
What?
No, I mean your inflection. It sounds like, is he going to say something
more
else, or is he done now? And I'm having a hard time. I think we're off. I think we're out of sequence. I think we're
We have like a bonding.
He does have a secret. He's become a soldier of fortune.
Oh
yeah.
Maybe let's do an Outward Bound together or something.
Furthermore,
and that,
hey, what? I wanted to ask you.
I'm not saying you're stopping in the middle of what you're saying.
He's saying you're an unprofessional broadcaster.
You actually finish the words,
and then true.
Your inflection is as if you're going to continue on, and then you don't.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. You should have heard us all day. The amount of screw ups and semi said words and spotties.
Yeah.
I mean, Preston looks at me and goes, what's going on? And I go, I'm just trying to get my head out of my ass.
Yep.
It never happens to Jackson. Jackson has, he's got that beautiful, deep speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, fluently goes on. But it happens to the rest of us.
It does. It absolutely does. So you're done talking now.
What?
Okay. What is on your show today?
There was once a time.
Oh, is that you doing that, Steve? Yeah, I'm like, where's that noise coming from?
Beautiful day. Then I found myself camping. That part's wrong because I wouldn't camp.
Well, that part's wrong in my own story.
And
I'd like to correct my story.
A Motel 6 is camping for me.
You going to YouTube tonight?
Yes! Yes! And you have access to, right? You're going to be on premises, yes?
Something to talk about.
Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. It's like a first date.
Oh, my God, we found something in common.
I like spaghetti, too.
Yes, I am going to YouTube tonight,
mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun, and I'm going tonight and tomorrow, and we'll have reports.
I have a follow-up question. Do you think that the band will do anything for the radio station? I believe they've been made aware that it's the 50th birthday, but I don't know if they're planning on saying anything.
I don't know.
Okay.
Bill, God bless him, has tried every avenue.
That's why I asked.
From management to... it's funny because when you get these bands at a certain level,
yeah,
some of them will and some of them won't. To their credit... Bono, once he's made aware of MMR, will instantly, rave about it.
Right.
But getting to them, it's easier to get to the president in certain ways. I mean, and there's so many levels of protection between him and us, for example, that it's difficult. Every time I'm one-on-one with him, I go, all right, so remember MMR, first to four station. Yes, it's good to see you. Blah, blah, blah. So how about like a sit-down 15, 20-minute interview?
No.
Wow.
He said no.
Well, he has said at one point, he said, oh, that's an idea. Maybe if I did it with the first four stations that played us, I go, fine, we're one of them. So let's do that.
And he's done stuff from the stage in the past, too, which is why I was wondering if this might be an occasion where it happens again.
There could be something from the stage, possibly.
May I recommend something?
Yes.
Put like a coil of speaker wire over your shoulder, put your hair in a ponytail, hold a Guinness, and pretend you're a roadie.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Because, but again,
I cannot affect an Irish accent like you can.
Well, just pretend you could, in fact, make it a horrible one. Okay. You know?
Oh, goshly.
Gosh,
you just say, oh, goshly. The hell does that mean? This man's an imposter. don't just tackle him, shoot him.
Oh, goshly, Bono. I've got
my name is not Bob Bono.
I've got to tie me shoe.
Bob Bono.
I remember you back when you were playing the clubs, don't you know?
Don't you know? Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Potatoes and leprechauns, right? And leprechauns. Am I right?
Oh, yo.
Mr. Bono just goes, this one of us, potatoes and leprechauns, am I right?
Those are the code words.
So anything could happen.
All right.
It's going to be fun. Tonight's a full house. Tomorrow, a few tickets remain, and I will have a pair of tickets for tomorrow's show. Nice seats and that little backstage pre-party we're doing, which includes a backstage tour, which I always find fascinating to be able to go.
It's wonderful if you've never just seen
right.
it and to see the inner workings. It's fascinating.
It's not with the band,
no.
But it is, it's a look at what they're seeing every night. And having seen a few stages from behind, they're just fascinating. When I got to go on stage for Bon Jovi, it's an amazing world underneath the stage. There are little dressing rooms and tuning stations and areas where different staff, there are like 15 people that hang out under the stage, and then there are two sets of stairways that go up to the stage. So that's just them. Every band is a little different. So
this
getting
is where
a
we keep our potatoes.
Yeah.
Am I right?
And Bob Bono has a leprechaun over here.
Wow.
Shillelaghs, right, guys?
Shillelaghs, potatoes, and leprechauns. Right, everybody?
Did we do the word letter?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay.
I love this text from somebody that says, I think you two just canceled. We need to find out what's coming up in your program today.
In addition to the U2 passes, we will have Workforce Blocks of Genesis. We've got Rivers Cuomo's birthday today. We'll get to Weezer. We'll get to U2, of course, in a Workforce Block. And got a great MM Archive piece to play for you from Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull at 1:30 this afternoon. Jackson will repeat it at 5:30. And then again this evening at 9:30 with Bambino.
Ah, very good.
Bam,
very good.
Bam.
All right, let me thank our sponsors.
Don't
Preston
you know?
Steve is brought to
don't
you,
you know?
Today by Dunkin'
He's a
Donuts.
Real Irishman.
Brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official
thing,
coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club, the hottest girls in Bucks County, and never a cover charge. For more information, visit gotscruples.com. Now you can talk all you want. I just want to make sure that the people that pay money for this advertising get their time on the radio station.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Let me also...
For God's sakes, Bob Bono.
Bob Bono.
Let you know that on tomorrow's program, Mike Tyson will be joining us. He's been rescheduled
I love
for
this
tomorrow.
Story, Kathy.
And comedian John Heffron.
Oh, we love John Heffron.
Is going to be stopping in, so it should be good. That's it. We're done. Rage on and have a great day, because it rhymes with Heffron.
Exactly.
And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Hey, asshole, it's 7:30 in the morning. Turn off your ID. It's cloudy.
Next message.
Hey, this is a message for Captain Blackfingers. Dude. Oh, we got some good weed, dude. You should come with us on a road trip sometime, dude.
Next message.
Who gets a mother sinus infection and strep throat in June? It's bullshit. I can't believe it. I'm not going to work.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR. Rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.